News This Hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. More heavy weather has pounded the nation's midsection. Four tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska, leaving thousands without power, destroying many homes and businesses. Elsewhere, storm victims have been working to salvage what they can in the wake of powerful storms over the past few days.
Severe weather did the most damage in Kentucky. Residents around the town of London are trying to clean up 3 days after a storm hit the bluegrass state. London's airport is a beehive of activity. Residents there are picking up water, food, diapers, and other supplies.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. President Trump continues pushing for a ceasefire in Ukraine.
It's a terrible situation going on over there. 5,000 young people every single week are being killed.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After speaking with Russia's Vladimir Putin for about 2 hours, President Trump announced the agreement to start talks toward a ceasefire and eventual end to the war. He also had a call with Ukrainian President Zelensky and several European leaders. In a statement posted online, the president mentioned that the Vatican is open to hosting the ceasefire negotiations.
And the president says Vatican involvement in the talks would be what he calls a great idea. A melee outside an ICE detention center, Newark, New Jersey, resulting in federal charges against Democrat Congresswoman LaMonica McIver, facing assault, among other charges. The Supreme Court has given the Trump administration the go-ahead to revoke the amnesty granted to more than 300,000 Venezuelan nationals. Indiana has executed a man who was convicted of murdering a police officer 25 years ago, the state's second execution in 15 years. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures 90 points lower, and the S&P futures are off 18 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
You heard the news. Newsmax just went public on the New York Stock Exchange and listed on the big board. Millions of Americans like you are joining our news revolution. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top 12 news brands in America. Even President Trump says it's terrific. 40 million Americans go to Newsmax, and its audience grew 50% since the same time last year. Millions really are making the switch to Newsmax. If you want to be a Newsmax share owner, call your advisor or get more info at NewsmaxInvest.com. Stand with Newsmax today for a strong America. This communication is for informational purposes only and shall not be intended to or shall not constitute any offer to buy or sell securities, nor shall there be any sale of securities in any jurisdiction in which such offer, solicitation, or sale would be unlawful.
Israel faces...
Partly cloudy skies as we head through the day today. There's still a chance for an isolated storm or two. High temperature near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy, drying out tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Much cooler and sunny skies Wednesday. Wednesday's high near 70. We'll be in the mid-60s with partly sunny skies Thursday and near 70 degrees with sunshine on Friday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Does your home keep cool when the heat is on? If not, look no farther than Minky Heating and Cooling. With summer in full swing, now's not the time to be questioning the performance of your air conditioner. They service all makes and models, and when it's time for a new system, trust Minky to install reliable Heil equipment. With a Heil heating and cooling system in your home, you'll be surrounded by comfort.
Oh, thank you, Minky.
Call Minky Heating and Cooling at 636-583-5621 or online at minkyair.com. That's M-E-N-K-E-Air.com.
Your home deserves siding that's as tough as it is beautiful. Lakeside Renovation and Design installs James Hardy Siding, built to handle everything the St. Louis weather throws its way. Rain, snow, or summer heat. Not only does it look amazing, but it also protects your home with long-lasting durability and low maintenance. Plus, with their expert team, you'll love the seamless installation process. Ready to give your home a stunning upgrade? Call Lakeside Renovation and Design today or visit lakesiderd.com. Protect your home with a siding that's built to last.
Real Talk Radio gets a result.
Hey, Real Talk listeners, this is Everett Jones from Jones Air and Water Treatment. I got to say that the investment
investment I've had in Real Talk Radio has been awesome. I appreciate all the business that comes my way from you listeners.
Our creative department will work with you to develop an effective commercial and ad campaign to put your message out to our continually growing, attentive, and loyal audience.
You are no-nonsense kind of people.
Call 636-299-3702 today to join the Real Talk family.
Listen to our new show, Nature's Pantry, on Sundays at noon. Join me, Valerie,
and me, Cindy,
for gardening, preserving, and foraging tips, tricks, tidbits, and techniques, all with the goal of helping you become more self-sufficient through the show and our individual businesses.
Again, join us on Sundays at noon for Nature's Pantry. And for our contact information, visit our website, talknaturespantry.com.
But she's got a fire in her soul. Fellow law enforcement here, I've got about almost 40 years on, but I just wanted to thank you for your service in the military and for you and your hubby's service. And, man, I just love the pushback that you give, girl. You're amazing. My wife and I listen to you guys all the time, and you're really filled with the Holy Spirit. So we're happy to have you on board.
On The Real with Peggy Hubbard, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
And now...
Hey, Rocky! Watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat!
Again?
Nothing up my sleeve! Presto!
Wrong hat!
I take a 7.5.
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Wake up in the morning, it's a brand new day. You turn on the radio. The Dan and Drew Morning Crew, they're like my brothers.
Dan and Drew rocking the airwaves.
We're talking politics, cracking jokes, giving us news with a touch of hope. Join the Dan and Drew Morning Crew, it's a swing affair. They're the kings of the airwaves with style and flair. Join the Dan and Drew Morning Crew. It's a swinging affair. They're the kings of the airwaves with style and flair. From dawn till night, they keep us entertained. The Dan and Drew Morning Crew, they're here to stay.
A pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
You can just decide to have a good day, regardless of everything that's going on around you and everything that's happening that is out of your control. So you can just choose, hey, this is pretty interesting, all this ridiculous things going on around me, and enjoy the show. So I hope that today you decide to just have a good day anyway. Okay. Okay, bye.
We need God back in this country now more than ever. It's two dudes on a mic telling the jokes, bringing the notes, and sharing the news. In God's country. So get your cup of brew. You're listening to The Morning Crew with Dan and Drew.
Well, it's a good day to have a good day. Welcome back into The Morning Crew. It is, what, Tuesday, May 20?
Hey, are you filling in for Dan Buck?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
You know, Dan Buck has taken over. But I think when I look at the schedule, the whatever Drew schedule is out there, I have nothing on my itinerary anytime soon.
Oh.
So that's kind of a good thing. So I'm here. You're the next big guy on the schedule that goes away for a while.
I guess, yeah.
You know, with that knee surgery in June.
Yeah. Well, I'll be out for Juneteenth.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, yeah.
What I a decided, great
What a great day.
I decided to take off for Juneteenth.
Yeah, to have a surgery is on Juneteenth. No doubt about that. Well, here we go. Tuesday, May 20, morning crew back at you, Dan and Drew. And I guess first things first, Dan, did you survive the storms last night? You didn't have a power outage again, I hope?
No power outage, thank goodness. But we did go downstairs.
Yeah, you know.
Sandy woke me up.
For folks that are out there saying we don't get warnings, I don't want to say I feel bad for you, because my gosh, it's 2025 and they've been predicting these storms for days. They've given you plenty of warning on the TV screens and on your radio. I mean, heck, look at Chris Higgins. He's on every single hour telling us what's coming. You go to, you know, last week we have Chris Higgins on the air telling folks what could happen. And unfortunately we saw what happened, and we'll talk about that here in a moment. But, you know, last night, I mean, there was a whole line that came through, and there were 3, 4, 5 different tornadoes that kind of came through again. Smaller ones down south. I mean, for those folks down there in Potosi.
Oh, man.
And like Dazark.
They get hammered.
They've had like tornado after tornado after tornado this spring season.
Well, it's like that has become Tornado Alley. Oklahoma had, what, several tornadoes last night.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah.
For the folks out there that say a tornado can't strike the same place twice,
oh, yeah,
it has this spring in a matter of a month. I mean, it is crazy where these tornadoes are lining up and just continuing to hit the same communities over and over and over again. And there is so much weather fatigue out there. For whatever reason, this spring season has been one of the worst spring seasons in I couldn't tell you how long.
You know, somebody said on the app yesterday about seeding or chemtrails.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they said. They're blaming that on the chemtrails,
yeah,
which is possible.
It's very valid.
Yeah.
It has to be valid. And this morning, as the sun rises here on the Westplex, I see some blue sky, which isn't great news because we're already in yet another severe risk today. Now, this is a level 2 out of 5, and yesterday we were in a 3, I think we were.
Yeah.
Or on that borderline of a 3.
Yeah.
And then on Friday last week, we were in the 3, and the 4 was to our south, yet we had the EF3 tornado that actually came through the 3. So, you just don't know what might happen over these severe zones. So, no. Today they say noon to 6 is the timing. In the metro, 1 to 5. They think hail, they think wind, they think tornadoes, and the strength will really depend on the return of storm fuel. But when you see the sun already, that's not a great start for the storm fuel conversation.
No, and then it kind of, then after tonight, after later on tonight, it'll clear up and everything calms down.
For a little while.
Yeah, for a little while. And it is like perfect temperatures.
Yeah, the next holy 2 days, moly, almost fall-like. Highs in the 60s, lows in the 40s.
Uh-huh. I know.
Bring out the hoodie and start a bonfire in the middle of May.
I'm ready for it.
Who would have thought Memorial Day weekend coming up, and let's have a bonfire.
Yeah.
Byron just shot a text over to us. The official song for the St. Louis region, Riding the Storm Out. Yeah, I think so. We'll have to get that queued up today. But again, weather aware. That's all I can stress. One more day and then a beautiful stretch of weather coming. Although when you do look at Memorial Day weekend, temperatures in the 70s, there are some rain chances on those days as well, but nothing severe.
There's always rain chances on the Memorial Day, Labor Day.
I know.
4th of July.
Every 4th of July, you know what's coming.
Always.
You know, partly sunny skies. Humid, shrunk, you know, chance of a thunderstorm in the afternoon.
Always. Yeah.
It's pretty wild. Well, so yesterday,
oh my.
You know, I got back. Well, I got to the studio yesterday late morning to start my work week again. Thanks again to Dan Buck for filling in for me. We got in really, really late Sunday night from Trump to Rowland. We'll talk about that here throughout the morning as well. Also, State Rep. Holly Jones, she's going to be on the show with us today. Session is over for now. I mean, there might be a special session coming pretty quickly here with Governor Kehoe in regard to the Royals and Chiefs bill.
That's ridiculous.
Don't get me started.
That is so ridiculous.
But we're going to talk to Holly Jones today in the 8 o'clock hour, kind of get her back in the rhythm of radio, because on Thursday she's filling in for Rob Carter, because Rob's starting his Martin Luther King, his Memorial Day weekend off a little early. So he's off Thursday and Friday. So Holly is hosting Thursdays 9 to 12, and then you have the Shield Maidens hosting on Friday. So stay tuned. Holly coming up in the 8 o'clock hour today. But Senator Josh Hawley was in town yesterday.
Yeah.
And I like to call him Hand on Hip Holly, because that's all he kind of did yesterday, as he came by and looked at the drawing board, looked at the disaster zones, and had a few things to say. And I would love to know where he's at today. I mean, did he get his hands dirty?
I don't know.
Is there any dirt underneath his fingernails, or did he just come in to talk about insurance claims?
I think he came in to talk about insurance claims and stuff. You want to... We're going to play a little Holly here?
Yeah, let's hear from Missouri Senator Josh Hawley. He's touring storm damage in St. Louis.
We have not been denied from our earlier request. The White House is...
Are you concerned you could be denied like Arkansas?
No, because I think our governor is pretty good at putting in the declaration what he needs. And I've already talked to the White House about our earlier pending declaration. They told me it is in order. The Governor Kehoe requested everything he was supposed to request. I would anticipate another disaster declaration request from him very soon. I don't want to speak for him, but I think it'll be very soon. And as soon as it comes, we will push it hard, and I'll urge the White House to act quickly.
Senator, what's your reaction to seeing this damage, seeing what you've looked at?
You know, my reaction is that it's devastating, and just talking to residents, talking with them about the history there. I mean, talking to families who say, one gal told me my son played in this tree that's now uprooted and lying over the top of her porch. Another gal who's 88 years old talked about raising her whole family there, and she lived in the house her mother lived in. I mean, this is the kind of tight-knit community that you can't just go find that magically. This has grown up over decades and decades. We want to see that rebuilt. And, you know, people's lives have been torn apart. I mean, this isn't just about physical damage, though that's severe. It's about the emotional damage. It's about a neighborhood being torn apart. But I tell you, the other thing is, boy, these neighborhoods are strong. What I saw everywhere I went was volunteers out. I met one gal, they have no power in their house, and she said she's cooking for the whole neighborhood. And I said, how are you doing that without power? She showed me she had three grills, Weber grills, and a smoker stacked up on the sidewalk, and she was cooking for the entire neighborhood. Now that's neighborly spirit. That's Missouri right there. That's the best of who we are. So there's a lot of strength. There's a lot of heart. Now the federal government and the insurance companies need to do their part to help these good folks recover.
Residents are getting denied claims for insurance?
Not yet, but I will tell you, I was just talking with a gal who was on the phone with State Farm, who's the biggest insurer in our state, and who appeared before my committee just a few days ago. And their track record is not good. And I just talked to this gal who was on the phone with them today, and already she said they were telling her, well, we don't know when we can get an adjuster out there. Well, we need you to fill out these forms first. Well, and I said, I don't want to hear that. So she's got my number. I said, if they give you the runaround, I want to know about it. But can I just say again to the insurers in this state, to State Farm, to Allstate, to all of the insurers in the state, you need to pay out your claims. You're making lots of money, and you've made a lot of money on these people. It's time now to pay out their claims in full.
Yeah, that's right, I mean, Jake.
that was his message. Pay out the claims. We need 100% of claims that are eligible to be paid out, and they need to be paid out in full.
Yeah.
We'll keep talking about this tornado from St. Louis that happened on Friday when we come back, because then last night you have the new St. Louis mayor, Kara Spencer. She put it all out there. There was a failure because they never sounded off the alarms.
Nope.
It's unreal. It really is. Morning Crew on a Tuesday, back at you in 3.
Thanks to you, our loyal listeners, Real Talk 107.3 KRTE and Rolla is now the number two most streamed station in all of Missouri, according to Radio Locator. Your support is powering real conservative talk radio. If you're a business looking to grow in Rolla and beyond, Real Talk is the station you need to be on. Real Talk Radio Network, conservative, local, and louder than ever. Join us. Call 636-299-3702.
And I ain't gonna buckle under the weight of the past.
Hey, this is St. Charles County Sheriff Scott Lewis from the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show on Saturday evenings from 6 to 7, where we debunk fake news and the corporate media. We'll bring guests in that'll give you an inside scoop on what's going on in the law enforcement world and the bigger criminal justice system. That's the Sheriff Lewis Investigates show, Saturday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Looking for that perfect gift or something fabulous for your home? Visit April's on Main and Designs by Ave, celebrating 10 years in business. From custom florals they can design with your own pieces to stunning artwork, candles, fashion accessories, and hilarious adult gifts. Browse popular lines like Innis, Sweet Grace, Swan Creek, Consuela, and Chala. Plus, don't miss their garden flags, yard spinners, and gorgeous Mexican pottery. Stop in and see what's new at April's on Main and Designs by Ave, 222 North Main Street, St. Charles. Follow them on Facebook.
Hey, everybody. Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also phenomenal listeners. We are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. Tune into my show Monday through Friday on the Real Talk Radio Network stations, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays from noon till 2 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Real truth.
It keeps the truth.
And host you can trust.
I like all the show hosts.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
It is 6:22 on this Tuesday, May 20, 64 degrees, a high today of 79, sun rising here. And I tell you what, be weather aware again. I see Rita on the Facebook feed. By the way, we are live on Facebook and Rumble, Instagram. Where else are we on? X. There we are.
Yep.
Facebook, Rumble, X, yeah. Instagram. You can watch the show. See, it's been too long, Dan. I almost forgot everything that we...
Holy moly.
...where we were. But Rita says they had three different warnings last night in Potosi where she listens to us from.
Oh, man.
I mean, I feel for you. I do. And I feel for all... Really, this entire area that's been affected this entire spring from going back to Pi Day. Remember 314? That was the big one that kind of hit Franklin County and down there for our friends. And Villa Ridge, mm-hmm. I mean, they saw some crazy damage.
Yeah.
And now the St. Louis tornado that goes right through the heart of St. Louis and kind of went through North City. This is the worst tornado in history. I guess I won't say worst, because back in the 50s, they had a really big tornado as well. That was actually an EF5.
1959?
Exactly.
Yeah.
In 59.
Yeah.
I knew it was in the 50s. Now, I'm going to say this will be worse because cost has changed, right? The rating was higher back then, but the damage now and the cost of this one, it's going to be, they say it's in the billions already.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, this is a hurricane on land. I don't know if you've gone down to see any of the damage.
I have not, but I've just seen it on TV.
The photos and videos do not do it justice. Until you truly see it with your own eyes, you just can't wrap your head around it.
Yeah.
It's wild. And this thing kept getting bigger and growing as it was going down. 22.6 miles long at its widest was a mile wide.
Yeah.
And it really started right there. So let's go back, because
didn't it start in Clayton somewhere?
Just to the east of Clayton. But I'm going to go back to the Winghaven area, because I was driving home from the Warrington studio.
Yeah.
That I'm also a part of. And I saw the clouds, and I'm like, okay, it's ahead of me. I'm going to be okay. So I get on 40, and I just start seeing all the debris. I'm like, what the heck happened here? Like, I didn't see a tornado warning come through this part of town. But I think that storm was rotating right there, because you had the hail, you had the wind, you had all the tree limbs and damage. All it was littered across 40.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got closer and closer to 270, same thing. You just saw the debris. I mean, it looked like a snowstorm had come through because of all the hail. And usually when you have a tornado, you have hail that kind of starts. So I think it rotated there, and it just kind of never went to the ground. It was just aloft.
Yeah, just
but once
up.
It got past Clayton, that thing went down. And again, just east of Clayton, goes through, you know, Forest Park, goes through North City, goes across the river into Granite City, and it ends around SIUE in Edwardsville. So EF3, max winds 152 miles an hour, and you had, what, five dead that day, but seven now dead total in Missouri from these tornadoes over the last several days. And all you can do is think of the family members who really lost loved ones in the communities cleaning up, because it's going to take days, weeks, months, years to really rebuild that area. I mean, this is, you know, a black community in North St. Louis. They don't have, it's a low-end community, right? I mean, that's no surprise.
Low income, yes. Yeah,
exactly.
Yes.
So no one should be
very
stunned
much so.
By my comment there. I mean, that North St. Louis area, they are decimated, and it's going to take a long time for them to really pick themselves up here.
There's a lot of people. Well, they've gotten tarps and everything, and
yeah.
They put tarps up on the roofs and everything to try and keep it, and they have nowhere to go. So they
right.
have to stay in their homes there, and that's what they're doing. They're staying in their homes.
So imagine last night.
Oh, I know.
And we had almost 2 inches of rain, you know, flash flood warning into the early morning hours.
Yeah, but I don't know if the downtown get a lot of rain. I don't know if
they did.
Hammered
with rain.
They
hammered
got
with. They never went underneath the tornado warning, but, you know, I did last night. Did you actually have the warning where you were too?
We had the circulation was right over us.
Yeah,
it was right by us.
Never
yes.
went down, but. The alarms were sounding in my house last night.
Yeah, they were sounding.
And I think I watched the storms kind of continue to go through the area until like 12:30 in the morning. That's when I was like, okay, I think the all clear has been given.
Now, we were watching the news last night, and Sandy woke me up and said, there's a tornado warning. So
yeah.
I got the TV on, and I'm looking at it, and it's like, oh, crap, that's right by us.
Uh-huh.
Where it was.
Yeah, I think, you know, Chris Higgins, he was in the Storm Runner last
yeah.
night on Fox 2, and he was saying that the winds that he was experiencing was in the 40 to 50 mile an hour range.
Yeah.
So think as that goes through St. Louis, it wasn't severe at that point anymore, but you still had buckets of rain falling. So for all those folks that were still in their homes, they said, look, we don't know the strength of your structure anymore. You had 5,000 structures impacted by this tornado, and they warned you, saying, "We don't know if it will what the integrity is like. It could fall down because of the wind and the rain and the lightning." I mean, there were thousands of lightning strikes last night too.
Yeah,
it was so crazy. You mentioned tarps. What were you going to say about Chris?
Oh, it's Chris Higgins. Started driving. He was over in Columbia, Illinois, and he started coming back, and he goes towards he was on 55, and he's going towards Arnold, and that's where it was getting really bad, and it was in between Arnold and my house
yeah.
where we live. So he's driving, and they had a split screen, and Glenn Zimmerman goes, "Chris, where are you going? What are you doing?
Into the storm?"
Yes. He was driving into the storm.
Oh, I'm glad Glenn said turn around.
Oh, no, well, he did, but they didn't.
Oh, my
They
gosh.
Just kept going, and he says, "Chris," he goes, "Yeah, we're just driving into Arnold," and Chris had all the equipment in there, so he's in the car. He's watching it, but, yeah, it was
just
so
wild.
Funny where he goes, "Chris, where are you going?
Yeah, I saw him turn around at 141 and 55.
Yeah.
And that's right where the Arnold tornado came through a couple months back, too. I mean, yeah, just so many communities have been affected. Dan mentioned tarps. So these are items that the community still needs right now in these cleanup efforts. So if you have tarps to donate, or 2x4s of any size, wood screws, 4x8 sheets of board, gloves, masks, water, batteries, flashlights, brooms, rakes, trash bags, any type of storm cleanup damage, if you got extra at your community and you want to donate or give, partner with me on Facebook, partner with Rep. Holly Jones, who will talk about this also in the 8 o'clock hour, or email the station, drew@realtalk933.com. I will link you to where you can donate these items, because there's so many locations right now, you know, shelter locations, you know, places to call and ways to help, that the community is coming together, which I love to see.
Yeah.
And that's all we can do at this point.
It is. There's a lot of people helping. That Annie Malone parade.
Yeah.
They just canceled the parade and said, let's go volunteer.
Absolutely.
And that's what they did. So they started handing stuff out.
All right, I know we're late for a break again. So yeah, maybe when we come back, we'll play Mayor Spencer. And then we'll move on from this tornado story, because there's more news to get to in regards to this 86-47 threat that came out late last week.
Yeah.
That affected our weekend down there at Trump Doral for sure. Kamala's weighing some options. We'll discuss that. I have the Biden tape, the her tape. I don't know if you and Dan Buck played that at all yesterday.
I have some of that too.
But yeah, we're going to play that for you in the 7 o'clock hour and a whole lot more. Morning Crew, right back. When I got what I got, I don't miss what I had. The old me before you belongs to.
This is Jay and Kyle Freeman from Titan Hill Armory. We are a family-owned firearms store in Washington, Missouri. With the hunting and holidays coming to an end, it's officially suppressor season. Now is a great time to make shooting even better by equipping your firearm with a suppressor.
Are you new to suppressors and don't quite know where to start? Come on in and let us walk you through everything from selecting the right one to filling out all the paperwork. Our goal is to make it as easy as possible with a no-hassle guarantee. Come in and visit us in Washington, Missouri, or online at TitanHillArmory.com.
Stop dreaming of owning a home and let the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty help you make it happen. We know the process can feel overwhelming, but that's where we come in. We have a team of vendors to help you throughout the process and beyond with anything and everything you need during home ownership. After nearly 30 years in the business, we have vetted quality and affordable vendors in the industry. People ask us all the time how they can support us at the Real Talk Radio Network if they don't have a small business to advertise. You can support us by letting the Rick and Tracy Ellis team represent you with becoming a homeowner. We specialize in making home buying easy, stress-free, and exciting. From finding the perfect home to securing the best deal, we will be with you every step of the way. Stop renting and start investing in your future today. Call us at 636-299-3702 or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com. Let's turn your dream home into a reality.
Take the Real Talk Radio Network with you wherever you go. Download the Real Talk Radio Network app today and get instant access to all of your favorite hosts and shows. It's free.
Listen from day one when the app came out.
Go to your favorite app store and look for the Eagle logo. Listen live, catch up on past episodes, and stay informed with what matters to you most. All in the palm of your hand. The Real Talk Radio Network app. Available free at your favorite app store. Look for the Eagle logo.
I really enjoyed it. Work.
Hey, Real Talk Radio Network, this is Pastor Brad Riley from the Spirit Realm, brought to you by Faith Chapel every weekend. We love diving into the deep stuff in the Scriptures. God's Word teaches us that the visible is temporary, but the invisible is eternal, and we need to learn more about it. So I invite you to join me this weekend.
The Spirit Realm, Saturdays at 5 a.m., Sundays at 3 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm John Morris.
And I'm Debbie Morris.
With Integrity Training Systems. We talk about faith, fuel, and fitness, and what it takes to get your life back in order.
For more information on what we do, take a look at us at IntegrityTrainingSystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208.
Faith, Fuel, and Fitness. The Integrity Way. Weekends on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
Patriot. You are.
The real patriots are on.
We're fighting for our rights right now.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
Ride in the storm out. Ride in the storm out. Ride in the storm out. Ride in the storm out.
Our new theme song for St. Louis. Welcome back into the morning crew. It's Dan and Drew at 6:35. Thanks for waking up with us. One more severe weather day today. They say noon through 6 o'clock. So they say 1 to 5 in the metro before it moves off over there to the east side of the river. So be, again, weather aware. That's all I can stress. My dad just sent me a video from the storms last night. A tornado, it looked like, touching down or at least rotating to the ground at in Cedar Hill there on Highway 30.
Oh, yeah.
You can see the funnel coming down. Yeah. So there's just so many notches in that line. It was a wild, wild night. And you still have, I mean, 25, over 26,000 people still without power.
I know. That's so
going back
sad.
To Friday.
Yeah.
Right? Not last. And this is going back to the Friday storm. And maybe a couple more folks have lost power since last night.
We had our fingers crossed. Yesterday, last night, too. It's like, oh, please don't lose power.
So I was texting Chris because you were without power for 24 hours.
Yeah.
And he says there wasn't a tornado in your area, but that outflow from the tornado was sending definitely some...
it was weird winds.
Crazy wind shear, downstream.
Yeah.
And that's what you experienced, I guess, and it threw you out of power.
It was so strange because we have a common ground area in the back, and it's full of wildlife and all this other stuff. And they cut a certain part, but then there's grass that's it's up higher, but I don't know what kind of grass it is. But I've never seen it move like it did Friday. And I'm like, look at this grass. Sandy and I are watching it, and it was the weirdest looking move, and that was that outflow of the tornado, I guess.
Because and the sky color.
Yeah.
Talking about ominous.
It was very strange.
Mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's get into... So in regard to the power outage, you have crews from Illinois, Arkansas, Indiana, Oklahoma, all here working alongside, our Missouri-based crews, and you only have, 76% of customers, according to Ameren. Yeah, they've had their power restored since Friday. I mean, so they have a lot more work to do. Hundreds of poles have to be replaced, and just the tree damage across Forest Park.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
That entire skyline really will just never be the same. And thank goodness it just missed Clayton.
I mean,
it started just east of Clayton. What if that went through the heart of downtown Clayton?
Oh.
With all those high rises, I mean, it could have been, it's already horrible. It also could have been much, much worse. So pray again for our community, please, as you listen to us. And FEMA, where the heck are they?
That's
the thing that's weird to me.
You know what? I was thinking the same thing. And didn't Kehoe requested it, FEMA.
He's asked for it. They say beginning on Wednesday now. So I don't know if he was delayed in requesting. This whole thing seems weird to me.
It's
the
very
folks
strange.
Over there in London, Kentucky, I know they had a crazy tornado come through. More lives, more devastation down there. They've already been approved.
Yeah.
So why have we not been approved? I don't understand that.
I don't know what's going on. And our mayor has to put in something for the National Guard also. So there's protocol stuff for the National Guard, which is really strange. I think the National Guard could come up and help.
It doesn't seem like right now Kehoe has said there are currently no identified missions for which National Guard would be the appropriate resource. This was as of last night.
Yeah.
So they don't plan to use the National Guard. They're hoping FEMA will confirm their help for this community. Again, they're going to send six teams tomorrow to the area, and survey the damage. And then they will determine if assistance can be requested through FEMA.
I know.
I'm like,
I don't get it.
Just look at the photos. Look at the videos.
All you have to do is look at an aerial shot.
My gosh. And
FEMA should be in there. There's a 20-block area.
There's the curfew.
In downtown, yeah.
Still in effect at 9 p.m. to 6 a.m. every day because of it. So if approved, FEMA would, you know, their assistance would be anything from temporary housing, replacement of lost items, money for repairs, and just so much more. But again, 5,000 structures have been, I'm not going to say wiped completely off, but have at least sustained enough damage to where this should be a no-brainer.
Just crazy. Definitely.
So I don't know if I want to give credit to Mayor Spencer or not. Is she accepting accountability here? Yes, but was there a mistake? Absolutely. There was complete failure, and those were her words last night. This is Mayor, what's her name?
Kara
Spencer in the city of St. Louis.
Let me share what happened. The tornado warning was issued on 2:34 p.m. on Friday. Within minutes, a massive weather system had hit the ground and was decimating our neighborhoods. In those minutes between the warning and the time that we were experiencing a massive weather event, there was a failure, a human failure, a failure in protocol to get the sirens up and running, to let the community know that there was a massive weather event hitting our community. There was a failure of protocol. It was a human failure. This protocol was put in place in 2021. It was not exceptionally clear about whose roles and responsibilities it was to do what. It is now my responsibility and my role to ensure that moving forward, this protocol is crystal clear, and it is. This protocol is calling for our fire department, who is staffed 24 hours a day, to issue those warnings. And from this point forward, the fire department, with whom I have the utmost confidence, is going to be doing that work moving forward. But at the end of the day, this was a human failure. We know that our emergency management system also issued 317 direct messages to the community to let them know. Our sirens are designed to let people know who are outside to take shelter. But at the end of the day, this was a failure. Again, I'm taking full responsibility to make sure that moving forward, the protocol that is in place from this point forward is absolutely crystal clear.
So now we want our firemen to be the weathermen. I don't know if that's the right. I mean, whatever happened to the command center or the dispatch center? Because at a dispatch center, that's manned 24/7, 365. They could easily press a button or have a computer-rated system go out like we have in St. Louis County.
I don't know how they did that, but the fire department will know exactly what's happening with the weather, I would think.
Okay, but here's my thing. What if they're on a, like, which fire department?
Oh, if they're on a call?
What if they're on a call?
Yeah.
Right? And what if they're already out there from a storm that already came through, and if it was Engine House 3 that was going to be responsible for storm reporting today?
Maybe it's a dispatcher from the fire department that has to do something.
I mean, they're at a different location. Like that doesn't make sense to me, having the fire department do it. There should be the 911 center or the dispatch center or, you know, again, typically there's a command center for your cities and counties. That's what we have in St. Louis. You have your emergency command center over here, and they watch all the info. They're talking to the National Weather Service, and when they say, okay, hey, we're going to push the alarm here.
We're talking about the city of St. Louis. So you've got you just had Tashara Jones leave the office, total incompetency there, and now you have Kara Spencer in, who we don't know. I mean, she hasn't been in long enough to say she's competent or incompetent, but I don't blame her for this one.
I don't blame her. No.
Yeah.
And that's why I applauded her.
Yeah.
You know, not hiding behind the bush.
Taking responsibility.
Yeah. but I don't know if it's the right path moving forward.
I don't know. They must have.
I have so many questions.
Yeah.
And we're not getting our enough answers at this stage of the game.
Well, another reason why a lot of people are leaving downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
They don't, the city, yeah.
And this goes back, someone should lose their job over this, honestly. Like, why were, they were going over, I think they said that they left their command center that they had in place. They went to another location on Friday to train. But if you knew that storms were coming that day, you knew we were in one of these categories of severe weather, why would you leave it unmanned?
Why would you go train when you have storms coming in like
that? That makes no sense, yeah. Right? So there's just way too many questions in all of this, and we will see how it all shakes out. But yeah, the alarms went off on Thursday during a training or a test. But on Friday, when this thing came through, nothing.
Yeah.
Nothing at all.
The test was okay, but but the real thing didn't work.
Wow, wow, wow.
Yeah.
All right. That is enough of weather talk today. Again, pray for our community as we rebuild. And when we come back, we'll get into James Comey in this 86-47 situation, because yesterday he tries to do some damage control and... He goes on, I don't know if it was on CNN or if it was MSNBC, but he has a BS story about this Trump assassination post.
Yeah.
And we'll play it for you coming up.
You want to take a call real quick before
let's go to the phone lines. Yeah, I'm so sorry. I forgot that we had a phone caller there. Good morning, caller. You're on the crew. That's Dale.
Good morning.
Hi, Dale. How are you?
Hey, what's up, boys?
Hey, we're doing all right.
Just praying for all the people that had them tornadoes ripped through. That's a sad situation.
100%.
And all I'm calling for is Holly's back.
Yeah. Session is over, and Holly Jones rejoins the crew about an hour and 15 minutes from now. So at least...
Tell her hello.
I will.
And give her a hug for me.
I will.
Y'all have a blessed day.
You too, Dale. Thanks so much for calling. All is right with the world again with Dale because Holly's back. Holly Jones, State Rep, 8 o'clock today after our anthem. And we have a special anthem today. We also have a special pledge that we'll share with you throughout the show as well that I got recorded while down at Trump Doral in Miami over the weekend. You had 300, 400 folks come across the country to land there and to have this revival event. And I'll share my story on that at some point this morning as well. But what a cool, cool experience it was. Morning Crew rolls on.
Come on, mama, give me a break.
Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill in DuPo, Illinois is a great spot to hang out with family and friends. Grab some great food from their large menu and then take advantage of 12 pool tables available at no charge.
That's right, free pool.
Fifth Street Bar and Grill also features a full bar with video gaming area and recreational but competitive co-ed pool league. Call 618-601-1321 to book your next party or event at Fifth Street Billiards Bar and Grill. 200 North 5th Street in DuPo, Illinois. It's in a safe residential area, only a 10-minute drive from both the Poplar Street or JB Bridge, with ample off-street parking. Open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 1 a.m.
Ultimate Defense Firing Range in St. Peters provides the knowledge, tools, and experience to protect yourself and the people you care about. With 18 state-of-the-art indoor lanes and training courses for all skill levels, you'll be prepared to stop a threat when it matters most. Their expert team can guide you in selecting the perfect firearms for your needs. They also buy guns, everything from single firearms to entire collections. Ultimate Defense, conveniently located off Highway 79 in St. Peters. Visit udrange.com to learn more.
Howdy, I'm David with Fed from the Farm. We raise the best 100% grass-fed to finish beef, pasture-raised pork, lamb, and eggs you've ever tasted. And we deliver it right to your door. Raised right, grass-fed means no grain ever, no GMOs, and no MNRA vaccines either. In today's chaos, your family needs a farmer you can trust and a healthy source of food you can count on even when the store shelves are bare. You can order online at fedfromthefarm.com and get started making a difference for the health of your family and transforming the landscape your children's children will inherit.
We are honored to be your farmers.
I'm Brian Dawson with Brian Dawson Roofing. I want to do your roof, but also you could have siding, gutters, windows, garage doors. We do all that too. I'm not in competition with the local roofing companies, but the ones that really bug me is the out-of-town or the fly-by-night. Your warranty lasts as long as you can see those taillights. Call me at 636-465-9465 or look me up at BrianDawsonRoofing.com. Make sure you say the whole thing, Brian Dawson Roofing, or you might not get the right company.
Does your home keep cool when the heat is on? If not, look no farther than Meineke Heating and Cooling. With summer in full swing, now's not the time to be questioning the performance of your air conditioner. They service all makes and models, and when it's time for a new system, trust Meineke to install reliable Heil equipment. With a Heil heating and cooling system in your home, you'll be surrounded by comfort.
Oh, thank you, Meineke.
Call Meineke Heating and Cooling at 636-583-5621 or online at MeinekeAir.com. That's MeinekeAir.com.
If you own a home and want to save every penny you can on energy, call iFoam. Our premium spray foam insulation fills gaps and cracks in walls, ceilings, and floors. It expands to create an airtight barrier, keeping out unwanted air and moisture. Blow-in fiberglass or cellulose insulation is budget-friendly and can be installed over the top of existing attic insulation and provides an excellent thermal insulation. Call 636-434-1352 or visit ifoam.com/O'Fallon-Mo.
Real talk.
I've replaced the other button with you guys.
Real truth.
I don't see any competition at this point.
The voice of freedom.
Dan, we got some work to do.
Yeah.
I left you last week. We were number two in the state. Now we're number three.
What?
We went from three to two to three. We're going in the wrong direction. We wanted one. Remember, I've been keeping track.
Boy.
Radio Locator, 430 stations in the state. Hmm. We are still top three, which is awesome.
Yeah.
But we don't want to be number three or number two. We want to be number one.
I blame Dan Buck.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Dan, you're not invited back. Damn it, Dan. We wanted number one.
Either that or I blame Rob.
Is it Rob? Okay.
Yeah, it's Rob or Dan. It's not us.
Still 107.3, though. Kudos to you, friends, down there in our Ozark community. Number three in the state. That's incredible. We appreciate it. 93.3 here in St. Louis and Points West, 104.3 up north or online. RealTalk933.com, the app you can listen to. Download the app, by the way, RealTalk933 in your Google or Apple store, White Box, American Eagle. See your comments in real time, or you can leave them. Leave your comments on Facebook, Rumble, X, or Instagram. Tammy says, this seems like a disaster. Like the preparedness here hasn't been very practiced very well. No, it has not. And then I see a comment in the app saying, has St. Louis never had a tornado? Like what's happened in the past, nothing to this magnitude.
No.
I mean, this is a 20-block radius that just basically got wiped off the face of the earth.
And it's very rare that something hits in downtown St. Louis. It's always been very rare. Like you said, 1959, there was a time, I think it was 2006 or 2007, when Busch Stadium was really new.
Derecho.
They didn't have, storm shelters or anything, and you saw trash cans flying through and everything. And that was just a tornado near downtown.
There's been tornadoes. I'm not saying there hasn't.
Yeah.
But it's a tornado that impacts this town, this street. We're talking about an EF3 that came through that just leveled 20 blocks.
Not the destruction.
5,000 structures. And there's just, it's just been crazy. And I'll agree with this listener here. There should be an emergency management center in the city of St. Louis, and I agree.
Oh, definitely.
When foul weather approaches, there needs to be a center to monitor the weather. 911, fire department, they have their own duties to dispatch services, not to monitor a crisis, and I 100% agree. So we'll see what happens as we move on from here. All right, so Trump was supposed to come down to Doral over the weekend. That was the plan. You know, all of our friends there with America's Revival and the Gathering Experience, they were watching his plane come closer and closer to us on Friday as he was returning from his trip to the Middle East. And then it just started going another direction, and then another direction. It went to D.C.
And he went to see his new grandbaby.
I saw that, too.
Yeah.
So they grounded him there in D.C. It didn't go to Mar-a-Lago, didn't go to Doral, didn't go anywhere but D.C. Saw his family and stayed close to home, especially with all the Congress shenanigans of last week and this whole big, beautiful bill and that back and forth. He's been all over that. And he's been calling a lot of people out on X as well that we'll try to break down for you throughout the week. But while he was there, he did Big Fox released his interview with Bret Baier. They had taped that, I think, leaving the Middle East. And let's play a little bit of it for you here. This is Donald Trump, President Trump himself, talking to Bret Baier about 8647.
He knew exactly what that meant. A child knows what that meant. If you're the FBI director and you don't know what that meant assassination. And it says it loud and clear. Now, he wasn't very competent, but he was competent enough to know what that meant. And he did it for a reason, and he was hit so hard. Because people like me, and they like what's happening with our country. Our country's become respected again, and all this. And he's calling for the assassination of the president.
Obviously, he apologized and said he wasn't calling for violence. But
look, he's a very bad...
What do you want to see happen?
I don't want to take a position on it, because that's going to be up to Pam and all of the great people. But I will say this. I think it's a terrible thing. And when you add his history to that... If he had a clean history, he doesn't. He's a dirty cop. He's a dirty cop. And if he had a clean history, I could understand if there was a leniency. But I'm going to let them make that decision.
Well, let me tell you, he's gone to Secret Service. He's had his lovely meeting, and he's walking free.
Yep,
nothing has happened so far. Now, Ed Martin, he's been very critical of this. He says he will go to jail at some point, whether it's for this or something else, because he is a fraud, and he's a despicable human being. Again, everybody knows what 86 means. It means to cut or to kill. I mean, if you're in
military or anything, or even in the restaurant business, anywhere, it's like, oh, go 86 that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
A two-year-old, I think, knows what that is. Now, maybe not in regard to gang term, where it's, you know, 8 miles out of the city and 6 feet underground.
Yeah.
But it's still, we knew what it meant. And we're not going to have enough time to play it here in this segment. I'll just tease it. When we come back to start hour two, you will hear the national anthem, not the national anthem, but the Pledge of Allegiance that we all recited down there at Trump Doral over the weekend, and you'll hear the anthem an hour from now. But we'll also play you Comey himself yesterday talking about this situation and how it came to be. You're listening to The Morning Crew. It's Dan and Drew.
Always on the run. Destiny.
Dream travel, exciting and new. At Archer Luxury Travel, they're expecting you. Come along with Archer Luxury Travel and they'll make all of your vacation dreams come true. From cruises to Disney, luxury hotels and resorts, Archer Luxury Travel does it all. The sea, the sun, and so much fun. Archer Luxury Travel is family owned and operated. Call the owner direct at 832-474-9038 or visit archerluxurytravel.com.
Hi, this is Billy Bush. If you know me, you know I love to travel with my family. There is nothing better. When planning our vacation, we rely on Archer Luxury Travel. Deanna Archer, owner of this family business, makes sure our vacation experience is a great one. Give Deanna a call when you're planning your vacation. That's Archer Luxury Travel.
Call Archer today, 832-474-9038 or online at archerluxurytravel.com.
My name is Ben Fisher, co-owner and chief engineer at Fisher Solar.
I'm Liz Fisher. I'm also co-owner and project manager. Fisher Solar is a family-owned and operated business based out of the Washington, Missouri area.
We've been in business since 2013. We offer grid tie, battery backup, and off-grid solar solutions for residential and commercial.
Visit us at fishersolar.com or give us a call at 636-283-0840. Be sure to ask about the federal tax incentives and grants, as well as our veteran and first responder discounts.
Are you still searching for answers to your health concerns? At the Center for Natural Health in St. Charles, we take a different approach, a holistic one. Through chiropractic care, acupuncture, nutrition, and muscle testing, we uncover the root cause of your pain, even when others can't. That's why people drive hours to see us. Before giving up hope, give us a call. The Center for Natural Health, helping your body heal itself. Visit tcnh-stl.com or call 636-724-5757.
The Wheel Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KRTE Steelville, the voice of freedom.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Looking to get his big, beautiful bill across the finish line, President Trump pays a visit to Capitol Hill today. He'll lobby Republican skeptics, including members of the House SALT caucus. They've been talking with Republican leaders trying to hammer out some kind of compromise.
A late-night meeting between House Speaker Mike Johnson and moderate Republicans fighting for an obscure tax break ended with no deal on Monday, prolonging the fight over an issue that's emerged as one of the major barriers to a final agreement on President Trump's domestic agenda. The moderate lawmakers are seeking a significant hike to the ceiling on the state and local tax deduction, or SALT, which was capped at $10,000 as part of the Republicans' 2017 tax law. The cap was designed to prevent wealthy taxpayers from getting a huge break, but the critics say it's also hitting middle-class taxpayers in high-income, high-tax states like New York, New Jersey, and California. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The president has been working the phones, hoping to get peace talks going between the warring parties in Ukraine. Mr. Trump spent more than 2 hours on the phone yesterday with Russia's Vladimir Putin. He also talked with Ukraine's president.
We also spoke to the heads of most of the European nations, and we're trying to get that whole thing wrapped up. What a shame that it ever started in the first place. So.
The president says Russia and Ukraine have agreed to engage in ceasefire talks ASAP, adding that the Vatican has voiced an interest in hosting those discussions. Six of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail last Friday are still on the lam. The reward for their capture now stands at $20,000 per inmate. Forecasters fear the storm-battered areas of the country's midsection will see more powerful storms this week. Four tornadoes confirmed last evening in Oklahoma and Nebraska. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are 12 points higher, NASDAQ futures down 56 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you're living with pain, see how Relief Factor can help.
I'm an artist, and I'm in my studio. I listen to the radio all day, and I'm hearing the ads about Relief Factor. And I've got pain in my neck, and it's getting worse. And I'm thinking, well, I'm going to go ahead and order this. 2 weeks later, I've got much better range of motion. If you're experiencing pain at a certain point in life, I would get Relief Factor.
Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
Progressive knows RV owners like to travel at a nice, relaxing pace. Just like this commercial. They're not rushing to a departure gate at the airport, because they depart from their driveway. And they can relax even more knowing they're protected by Progressive. Now here comes the fast part. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
If you're planning to travel over the...
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Partly cloudy skies as we head through the day today. There's still a chance for an isolated storm or two. High temperature near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy, drying out tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Much cooler and sunny skies Wednesday. Wednesday's high near 70. We'll be in the mid-60s with partly sunny skies Thursday and near 70 degrees with sunshine on Friday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Once Upon a Guns has a large variety of inventory with over 1,100 guns, including new, used, rare and collectible pieces, plus engagement rings, fashion jewelry, and a wide range of tools, antiques, game systems, computers, and musical instruments. Whether you're buying or needing a quick pawn loan, Wentzel Pawn & Guns has you covered. No credit checks, no hassle, just fair loans with flexible terms. Small loans, big loans, we do them all. Wentzel Pawn & Guns, 12500 Veterans Memorial Parkway, Wentzville. Call 636-887-0075.
Ruffino's Painting believes your home is a canvas for your dreams and aspirations.
Their commitment to quality, craftsmanship, and attention to detail set them apart.
Oh, wow.
Ruffino's can make your dreams and visions reality.
Exactly what I was looking for.
Interior and exterior painting.
Renewal and protection of outdoor structures.
Deck and fence staining.
And transformation of kitchen cabinets.
Ruffino's is fully insured.
Call 635-655-0820.
On Facebook and online at RuffinosPainting.com.
That looks great.
Ruffino's Painting.
Don't be shocked by shoddy electrical work and high prices and upsales. Wolf Electrical Services makes it easy with a step-by-step process from start to finish and quality service no matter the zip code. Wolf explains everything so you know what you're paying for. Whether you're in St. Louis County, St. Charles, Lincoln, or Warren Counties, Wolf Electrical Services offers free estimates and military, first responder, and senior discounts. Wolf Electrical Services treats you like family, two or four-legged. WolfElectricalServices.com or call 314-477-WOLF.
The Rob Carter Show.
It is time to shine in the Show Me State. With a super majority of Republicans in Missouri, we still have DEI in schools. We still have to pay personal property taxes, and half of our budget comes from the feds. Are GOP voters getting hustled? Join me on The Rob Carter Show.
The Rob Carter Show, weekdays from 9 until noon on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Clear.
The Real Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are.
What's a frequency, Canada?
In St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
The Steelville Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network, guys. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Taco Tuesday, I got the cheese, she tasting the Kool-Aid. Taco. Migo the plug, Guadalupe. She gon' do what the group say, Caprende. Caliente.
Money. I've missed you, Dan. I really have. It's good to be back. The morning crew. Dan and Drew, it's hour number two. We're glad you're with us today. You know, AmericasRevival.com, that's the website that, you know, Pastor Frank Shelton was talking about with us for the last month plus. You know, it's reviving the legacy of faith. They called it the gathering. And the whole weekend, the goal, the hope, was to proclaim this spiritual renewal of America, where purpose and prayer kind of converge in one spot. And the hope was to spark a revival that would shape the soul of our nation. President Trump's behind that initiative, and it's something that we need to get behind because we know how the book ends. You know, we know what Judgment Day will be like or could be like for some folks. But man, until we get there, we've gone through a lot, right? You know, in the 4 years where Joe Biden was running this country, or the auto pen was running this country, or someone was running the country. You know, they tried to remove God and silence that. But President Trump is going back to the basics, going back to common sense, saying we were founded from some great leaders way back when under God, you know, one nation. And I just love that. And this weekend, that's what you got. And I know between Pastor Brad and Gary Schneider, who I traveled with, the three of us had a great time. Mm-hmm. From St. Louis to Florida, all, you know, got our rental car and went down there, and we just enjoyed the conversation. We were expect, you know, just the expectation. it was everything that it was supposed to be and beyond for us. Now, for Peggy, her travel experience was a nightmare.
Wow.
She should have booked with us. I don't know why she didn't. But she wanted to do her own thing, and that's fine. But when I fly, I don't do layovers. I don't do Chicago. I don't do Atlanta. I don't do the crazy airports for reasons that happened for Peggy. Uh-huh. I felt so bad for her. You know, we got down there, I don't know, left here at 6. We were down there by 10 o'clock in the morning, and that poor thing, she didn't get down to Doral until 5 o'clock.
Oh.
And the VIP meet and greet started at 6 o'clock. And you know Peggy, she's got to put everything on.
Oh, sure.
You know, put herself together. She made her grand entrance right at the main event where the dinner started at 7. She was one of a kind, let's just say that. So, and then she had to leave early on Sunday because she had an event to get back to, had to get back here for on Sunday afternoon. And again, her poor Uber driver took her to the wrong airport, and she barely made her flight to get home.
Oh my!
So
goodness.
It was awful. Same thing for Kevin Gotch and Brian Dawson, who went with us as well. Going down, they went a day early.
Yeah.
They got to go fish out there, deep sea fishing.
I saw the fish that they caught,
and they brought the fish home with them.
Oh, they did.
And on their plane going home, it was delay after delay after delay. I think the fish started to thaw.
Oh.
So somebody were getting baptized by the fish that's up there in the compartment.
They had the fish up in the...
You can bring it. It's a carry-on.
In the carry-on?
You can bring it on as long as it's frozen.
Oh, my
but
goodness.
They get on. They have to deplane and, you know, go from plane to plane because of issues. And I tell you, man, that stuff was... They said melting and smelling.
Wow. Oh, man. But again, can you imagine?
Had they just traveled with us, everything would have been fine. But the church service on Sunday, the breakfast, I mean, we met people from all across the country. Tell you what, Corey Bowman, J.D. Vance's brother, met with him, got his card. We're going to have him on the show here soon. What a fantastic guy. He just won a big primary in Cincinnati. He's going to run for mayor there. And I think there's some big things for him. We all came together, prayed over him. Over the weekend, that was a really cool experience. Got to meet John C. Morgan, who is an impersonator of Trump.
Oh, I saw that.
And of George W. Super cool guy. We're going to have him on the show at some point. David Harris. I mean, everyone that was supposed to be there was there except for General Flynn and Russell Brand. Those are the only two that really didn't show up.
Yeah,
but I mean, it was just a really, really cool.
Maybe they flew
experience.
With Peggy.
Maybe they got lost in Atlanta. I don't know. Well, one of them, I think, was over in the UK doing some work. So that didn't bother me. If your intention was to, you know, be spiritual with this storm and a storm with this weekend, that's what it was. And we were just so excited to be there. And we've been invited back in September to a big gala. At Mar-a-Lago. So I'm really looking forward to that. And who knows what could happen from there. But as this event started on Saturday night, they had us all come together to recite the Pledge of Allegiance. I'll play that for you now. And then we all sang the national anthem, and we'll play that for you coming up at 8:06. But this was all of us together doing the pledge.
Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thanks, guys. God bless.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
You know, because you can't do that sometimes in schools anymore because someone gets sensitive.
Can't.
I mean, and they made that a thing, you know, while we were there. You know, boy, the comedian that came up there, Brad Stein, good guy. Horrible performance.
Really?
Well, they set him up to fail. His only ask, he waved his fee. You know, his engage. You know, what do they call that?
His
guarantee
fee.
Or talent fee. Yeah.
He
waved that to be there. He goes, my only thing, I just don't want to do my set when everybody's eating their dinner. So what do they do?
Gotcha.
They have him do his set when everybody's eating dinner, so no one is laughing at his jokes because everyone's eaten and their hands are dirty, so they can't clap.
Yeah.
It was just...
Oh, why would they do that?
I don't know.
That poor guy.
It was horrible. He had some good lines, but again, he just didn't get the reaction that I think he was hoping for.
Oh, no, you don't. When people are sitting there eating, they're concentrating on eating.
Yeah.
I completely understand. I've done stand-up before.
It was the only bad moment, I guess, of the weekend.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. But regardless, it was great. So... I think it would have been awesome to meet President Trump, but again, due to this whole 86-47 business, that didn't happen. And, you know, we were telling you before break, we heard from President Trump on that regard. And again, look, he got caught. He deletes the post. He's also got a book coming out. So I'm just saying the coincidence, I mean, the timing of all of this is just...
Oh, he has a book coming out, too.
It's all, everything is theater at this point. And we'll get into the Biden tapes and the whole Biden cancer thing, too, because that's all bull crap as well. He has it, and he's had it for a long time. It just wasn't discovered Friday. You know, that's my whole take on that. We'll get into that coming up. But
and I've got other takes on it,
too. Yeah, it's ridiculous. But let's hear from Comey now. Running to MSNBC yesterday after he meets with the Secret Service and they find no wrongdoing. Listen to the story.
You are back in the middle of a political firestorm.
Yeah, for walking on the beach with my wife. So I don't know how we ended up here. Never occurred to me that it was any kind of controversial thing, but that's the time we live in.
So take me back to the walk on the beach.
We were walking on the beach. We went to the beach to prepare for this week, which was the launch of my book, and to think about the book and to prepare to answer questions about it. And we were walking back towards the road, and we saw in the sand someone had arranged shells with numbers. And Patrice, my wife, said, "Why would someone put an address in the sand?" And I said, "I don't know." And we stood over it, and I said, "You know, I think it's some kind of like political message." And she said, you know, 86, when I was a server, she did a lot of work in restaurants, meant to remove an item from the menu when you ran out of ingredients. And I said, well, to me, as a kid, it always meant to leave a place, to ditch a place. I said, that's really clever. So then she said, you should take a picture of that. And I did. And I posted it on my Instagram account and thought nothing more of it until I heard through her that people were saying it was some sort of a call for assassination, which is crazy. But I took it down. I don't, even if I think it's crazy, I don't want to be associated with violence of any kind.
Oh, yeah.
Do you believe that?
No, I don't believe that for a second.
No way.
When he says, first of all, she says to him, why would somebody put an address on the beach?
She throws her under the bus.
And that, yeah, he completely threw his wife under the bus.
Husband of the year.
Why would somebody put an address on the beach? And then he says, well, I don't know. I think it's some sort of political message. Why would you think that? There's numbers on the beach shaped with seashells. And so then I think it's some sort of political message. Well, then after she just says, I think, why would somebody put an address on the beach? Then she says, oh, no, I worked in the restaurant. No, to 86 something is to get rid of it.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, was it an address? And now all of a sudden she knows.
Yeah.
Yeah, he threw her under the bus.
It's BS. It's a lie. He goes on to tell Nicole Wallace that he's just an old, boring grandpa who likes to wear jeans and sweaters, but
sure
he was
he
just
is.
Impressed by the person who created this clever political message out of shells. Give me a break.
Oh, and she says, take a picture of that. So he takes a picture and puts it on Instagram.
I can't with these people.
And
again, he tells them, according to CNN, that he was never in custody. He voluntarily went in for this interview after the Secret Service asked for him to come in. Let's dive in a little bit. He knew exactly what the heck was going on.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me otherwise.
No, he knows.
He's not fit, I'll say that. Speaking of fit, though, you can be fit with Greg Weber and FitnessZone.com. Proud sponsor of the crew. Call Greg today, 256-508-5941. They got it all. treadmills, stair climbers, all the different bikes and cycles and weights and exercise benches. Get online now, fitnesszone.com. Call Greg. Shoot him a text, 256-508-5941. Price match guarantee, morning crew discount code and coupon, free shipping, free assembly, financing options. Partner today with fitnesszone.com.
Does your home keep cool when the heat is on? If not, look no farther than Minky Heating and Cooling. With summer in full swing, now's not the time to be questioning the performance of your air conditioner. They service all makes and models, and when it's time for a new system, trust Minky to install reliable Heil equipment. With a Heil heating and cooling system in your home, you'll be surrounded by comfort.
Oh, thank you, Minky.
Call Minky Heating and Cooling at 636-583-5621 or online at minkyair.com. That's M-E-N-K-E-Air.com.
Looking for something truly unique? Scott's Amish Log and Rustic Furniture and Taxidermy. Where the wild meets the handcrafted, they offer lifelike taxidermy mounts of all kinds. From majestic moose and bear to exotic wildlife and small game. And while you're there, browse their stunning selection of Amish-made live-edge solid wood furniture. Beds, kitchen tables, rocking chairs, bar stools, and more. Scott's Amish Log and Rustic Furniture and Taxidermy. 1203 East Veterans Memorial Parkway in Warrenton, Missouri. Nature, craftsmanship, one of a kind.
Wear your love of freedom with Real Talk Radio Network merchandise and apparel.
From stylish caps, t-shirts, hoodies, and more.
Wear your true colors of the red, white, and blue.
Every purchase supports the conservative values we cherish so much, as well as the Real Talk Radio Network.
Shop now. Visit our website for great gifts and apparel at realtalk933.com.
Visit realtalk933.com today and order your Real Talk Radio apparel.
That's realtalk933.com.
Imagine waking up every day and looking forward to helping local businesses in the St. Louis area grow while growing your income and helping get the truth out.
The Real Talk Radio Network is looking for motivated advertiser advocates.
The income potential is unlimited and the work schedule is flexible. The sky is the limit.
Wait, why put a limit on the potential you could achieve with the Real Talk Radio Network?
With our new tower, the signal is much stronger, reaching more listeners and making this the perfect opportunity.
If this intrigues you, contact Tracy Ellis at 636-299-3700.
Mark Levin.
People have had enough of useless Republicans, or worse. The nation is unraveling and these fools act like it's just another day. It's not. This is Mark Levin. All of us at the Real Talk Radio Network are working hard to take back our country. Join me live Monday to Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. on the Real Talk Radio Network. Or download the app at the Google or Apple Store. Look for the Real Talk 93.3 Patriot Eagle logo.
At the Real Talk Radio Network, we stand for America, and we stand with the warriors fighting for her future. Elon Musk has fearlessly exposed government waste, fought corruption head-on, and saved the American people billions of dollars.
We're talking about almost $200 billion and rising fast.
Proof that courage and innovation can still conquer bureaucracy.
He's an incredible guy. He's a brilliant guy.
God bless Elon Musk, and God bless the United States of America.
News, opinion, passion.
I'm so thankful for this radio station.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey, hey, welcome back in. It's the morning crew. Dan Strauss, Drew Shelton with you on this Tuesday, May 20, Taco Tuesday.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's what's on the menu tonight from the wife. I don't know.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'll have to ask her, maybe. You know, I was in Florida, and she sent me our weekend, our week itinerary of dinner, but I don't recall seeing anything tacos, so I might have to yell at her like Coley just yelled at his wife.
She has an itinerary for dinner for the entire week?
Oh, yeah, she's a planner. Yeah, like Monday, like last night, it was burgers and fries and beans and salad and things like that, and she plans everything out in advance.
Wow.
I can't do things like that.
No.
I know.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. For the entire week?
Yeah, wow. Through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday is good. Thursday, she has an event, so I'm on. I have the Finn for myself, and then we go to town on Friday for Memorial Day weekend. So we'll be out and about and doing all that fun stuff.
Ain't that something?
Mm-hmm. I love what the user here DMIE says. People, let's demand he go to jail over this. Band together, call your senators and reps. This is unacceptable. He knew exactly what he's doing. I love the call out. I do.
Comey.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you really think anything's going to happen?
No.
No.
Nothing.
Does anything ever happen when we call our reps and senators?
Nope.
Not typically. Mm-hmm. And we'll ask Holly Jones coming up in the 8 o'clock hour to see how much pushback she's gotten or how much, you know, how much, not so much when she gets blasted, because everyone blasts people now, right?
Yeah.
But how she responds to said emails or calls or texts or however they get in communication with them. But this Justice Department, bottom line, I wouldn't trust with my life. If my life depended on it, I wouldn't trust him. I don't like Pam Bondi. I don't even know if I like Dan Bongino or Cash Patel anymore after the whole Epstein thing that came out over the last couple days.
That was mind-blowing.
We have the right people in place. No, we don't.
That just blew my mind.
They just shut us all up again.
He committed suicide. No, it's true. He committed suicide. What? Are you serious?
We'll get into that take today, maybe, or tomorrow.
Wow.
Of all weekends to go to Doral, I mean, the news didn't stop at all.
Oh, it got ramped up.
I'm just like, come on. So let's go back to this Justice Department, because they defended not bringing charges against Biden because he's a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man. He's fit to serve, by the way, but he has a poor memory.
We've
read you the transcript at times on this program, and then now Axios got their hands on it. There was a leak. Shocker.
Uh-oh.
Timing of it, by the way, too.
Uh-oh.
Never mind.
I know.
Let's hear the tape. And the tape will speak for itself. It's long for radio, but listen.
Really in Chambers Road, and there were documents related to the Penn Biden Center or the Biden Cancer Center shot or your book. Where did you keep papers that related to those things that you were actively working on?
Well, I don't know. This is what, 2017, 18 area?
Yes, sir.
Remember, in this time frame, my son is either been deployed or is dying. And by the way, there were still a lot of people at the time when I got out of the Senate that were encouraging me to run in this period, except the president. It's not a mean thing to say. I mean, he just thought that she had a better shot of winning the presidency than I did. And so I hadn't at this point, even though I'm at Penn, I hadn't walked away from the idea that I might run for office again. So if I ran again, I'd be running for president. And so what was happening, though, one month ago, Beau died, May 30th, 2015 he died?
I think it was 2015. I'm not sure the months are, but I think that was That's right.
And what's happened in the meantime is that and Trump gets elected in November of 2016. All right. So, why
did I have 2017 here? That's when you left office. January of
2017. Yeah, okay. But that's when Trump gets sworn in.
Right. Right. Correct.
Okay. Yeah.
Correct.
And in 2017, Bo had passed, and this is personal. The genesis of the book and the title Promise Me Dad was a, I know you're all close with your sons and daughters, but Bo was like my right arm and that was my left. These guys were a year and a day apart and they could finish each other's sentences. And Bo, I used to go home on the train in the period
that I have no worries.
Anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, you can cut out.
Anyway.
This goes on for 4.5 minutes. And no, really, buddy. I mean, I don't know what that means. But nobody can listen to it without concluding that every Democrat working with Biden, they had to have known.
They knew.
He was completely feeble.
Oh, they knew.
As commander-in-chief, right?
Yep.
Right. I mean, he gets confused there for an entire minute over the year Trump was first elected as president.
And when Bo died.
And needs repeated help from his aides to get him out of his confused fog state about it. I mean, it's... I knew the audio would be bad. I knew the transcript was bad. But the audio was so much worse. They lied about it.
Uh-huh.
So who was really running the country from 2021 to last year? Or to January of this year? Nobody knows.
Comer came out and said, now they know the auto pen.
Absolutely.
Now they know who the auto pen people were.
So you're
that's
telling
what Comer
me,
was saying.
Yeah. And so now you're telling me that we're to believe, oh, all of a sudden he has cancer last Friday?
Uh-huh.
That dude's been sick for years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Laura Loomer was all over this last July in Vegas when he had the medical emergency. Remember, they rushed back to D.C. They flew back. He couldn't walk. He couldn't talk. They had to carry him. They had to change stairs for him on the plane.
Yeah, and they hovered around him.
Oh my God!
When he walked, so in case he fell
yeah.
or anything, they would cover it up.
And then they would literally pick him up sometimes yeah. to put him in the motorcade.
Yeah.
Again, this guy's been sick for a long, long time. We'll keep talking about it. Morning Crew, right back.
Stop the insanity. Don't overpay for low-quality windows. At Zane Windows, we take the insanity out of window replacement. As your locally owned Pella certified contractor, we install premium Pella windows and doors at insanely good prices. Right now, save $150 on every Pella window, plus 0% financing. Get your free quote today at SaneWindows.com. That's SaneWindows.com.
Slice into summer with Alfano's Pizza. It's the summer of love. Look for the Alfano's Pizza insert for your chance to win free pizza for a year. That's right, a whole year of cheesy, saucy goodness.
Mm.
Daily giveaways, lunch buy one, get one deals, and sizzling hot coupons on the flyer. Call 636-856-9494. Alfano's Pizza, 1437 Wentzville Parkway. Alfano's Pizza, WentzvilleMO.com.
I love you, Alfano's.
The summer of love is on.
Mm-mm-mm.
For a reliable plumber you can trust, call American Plumbing Solutions. They pride themselves on top-notch workmanship and unbeatable prices. American Plumbing Solutions always listens to your needs and explains the solution in simple terms. Plus, they offer free estimates and 10% off for military, first responders, and seniors. Family operated, licensed, bonded, and insured, and always on time. When you call, you'll get faith-based, reliable service with a smile. Call 636-294-5661. American Plumbing Solutions.
Hi, I'm Trisha.
And I'm Jane.
And we're inviting you to tune in to Unshakable Hope with Trisha and Jane.
When the headlines want to shake us.
When the culture wants to shock us.
When our past regrets try to shame us, our goal is to point you toward the unshakable hope that is found in Jesus that is available to you right now.
So join us every weekend for conversations that mean the most to you and your family on Unshakable Hope with Trisha and Jane.
Unshakable Hope, Sunday afternoons at 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Listen to our new show, Nature's Pantry, on Sundays at noon. Join me, Valerie,
and me, Cindy,
for gardening, preserving, and foraging tips, tricks, tidbits, and techniques, all with the goal of helping you become more self-sufficient through the show and our individual businesses.
Again, join us on Sundays at noon for Nature's Pantry. And for our contact information, visit our website, talknaturespantry.com.
I listen to your radio station on 104.3 all the time. I love it. Best radio station out there.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this. Can't touch this. My music hits me so hard, makes me say, oh my Lord, thank you for blessing me. What am I to write and do? I think it's good.
Morning crew, back at you at 7:34. Dan and Drew, thanks for being here. Talked to one of our listeners, Mary Ann, a couple days ago, and she goes, hey, I just went to see Dr. Beth Becker. She was amazing. Her hands were fantastic, you know, with her adjustment. So I'm telling you, folks, Turning Point Chiropractic, it is corrective care, achieving results that you can see, that you can feel. Dr. Beth and her team, they create a customized spinal rehab plan to make sure your spine stabilizes and holds the correct position. They have digital x-rays right on site, quick results. You don't got to go anywhere to get the x-rays, all done in-house. They are constantly honoring their skills with even additional training. Dr. Beth, I mean, she's Webster certified, which means if you're a lady out there and pregnant, because only women can be pregnant, by the way, if you didn't know that, only women, what? Dan, can be pregnant.
Wait a minute.
Still have not seen a pregnant man. But she is certified, which means she delivers highly specific and supportive care for women during pregnancy. Turning Point Chiropractic, as the name suggests, will allow patients to turn away from their life of pain and suffering and stiffness and sickness and just toward a happy, healthy life. They remove the interference to allow your body to work the way God designed. She also has a full wall of clean, no allergen, better than organic vitamins and supplements, cutting edge nutrition and supplement protocols to really, again, help heal your body from the inside out. Call her today. Shoot her a text today. Text the word freedom or call this number, 636-220-3091. She's been doing this for 10 years. She knows what to do. 636-220-3091. On Facebook at Turning Point Chiropractic or online, mlturningpointchiropractic.com. Centrally located in Baldwin, 2 miles west of 141 on Manchester. She also serves the Franklin County area in Washington. She sees patients down there. Call her or text her. Mention the morning crew. You will get 50% off your first office visit. That's the exam. That's a consultation. That's any needed x-rays done, all done for half the price. So please, please, please go support Dr. Beth Becker. We appreciate her. Mm-hmm. You know, so Trump, you know, we get this her tape release. Then he goes off on X. I'm not going to go read it for you. You can read it for yourself on his True Social, and it's on his X page too. But he went off over the weekend about the growing Biden auto pen scandal after this her tape release.
Yeah.
And rightfully so. And again, someone should be arrested. Someone should be held accountable. Someone should be asking questions. But for now, we're not.
They definitely should.
Yeah.
And who should January 6th committee be worried? Should Fauci be worried?
I think everyone should be worried.
Should Hunter be worried?
Because no one knows.
No.
I mean, there's a very select few that know really what has gone on this entire time. You know, Comer came out, as Dan alluded to a few minutes ago, he came out yesterday saying staffers behind the AutoPen scandal, they knew, and apparently they've been identified because the guy was clearly in mental decline, and he warns against subpoenas are coming, just like Cash and Bongino are saying, be patient. The next few weeks is going to be so revealing. There's going to be a reckoning. I hope so. But until it happens, I don't believe him. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Well, they revealed that Epstein actually committed suicide. Yeah, that's what they said.
Well, we'll play that for you at some point too, because again, it just I'm saying it's theater.
I'm stunned.
You know, you have you know, Ed Martin going to be looking over these auto pens too. I mean, this all goes back to Jake Tapper and is it Alex Miller who's also a part of this book that comes out today? By the way. This book drops today about the Biden mental decline, and as that gets dropped today, you had the Heard tape release to push the book, and then all of a sudden, we're not supposed to talk about his mental decline anymore because now he has cancer. The timing of it all is what pisses me off.
He has prostate cancer.
Oh, my gosh.
But it's huge. It's big time.
It's and then Biden broke his silence yesterday after the diagnosis. What was his statement? I don't want to laugh. I don't.
I completely missed that one.
Cancer touches us all. Like so many of you, Jill and I have learned that we are strongest in the broken places. Thank you for lifting us up with love and support. That was his statement on X to the world or for the world to see. And speaking of prostate cancer, now you have Scott Adams. He's a creator out there. He also announces that he has aggressive prostate cancer, and he is expected to live, I think he said, let me get the exact thing here, just a few months, I think, is what he said here.
Really?
Has weeks or maybe a few months to live. When I was at the airport coming home with Pastor Brad, and he'll testify to this, and Gary Schneider, Brad was to my left, Schneider was to my right, I said, this guy will be dead in 2 weeks. That was my prediction before I really dove into this entire story.
You're talking about Biden?
Biden, yeah. Brad said within 6 months. So by the end of the year, that's what Brad was saying. I still think 2 weeks. Was they're going to try to get him just off the face of the earth? But what version of Biden is this? There's been like two or three of them already.
Yeah.
I mean, the plan originally was to get him in office or keep him in office. He was to win this thing. He was supposed to beat Trump. Then they were going to announce this cancer diagnosis, and Kamala Harris would have been your president. That was their plan, but everything blew up on them.
Yeah.
It's mind-boggling to me.
I think, there's so many different scenarios involved with this.
Oh, there's so many angles.
Cancer diagnosis. Yeah. Yes, there are.
Man.
So I have this, I have a urologist.
Okay.
And he's talking about the cancer diagnosis.
Very few people get diagnosed this advanced. Exactly. About 7% of all prostate cancer in the country gets diagnosed when you have a lesion that's in the bone, and therefore it's metastatic and incurable. He's had this for many years, maybe even a decade, growing there and spreading. That's right. It's a little surprising. I look back at the records, and there's no evidence that when he got his health status and the medical records were released that he had a prostate-specific antigen. Now, it is true that a lot of people recommend not doing a prostate-specific antigen after 70, but President Biden's been in public life a very long time. He was vice president and had a lot of exams under 70. So it's a little surprising that they didn't do it, and maybe President Biden decided he didn't want the test. Many men do decide they don't want a PSA. But this is, it is also aggressive. When we talk about aggressive, part of what we mean is that Gleason score, that score is from it's a 2 up to 10. And he's at a 9. And that means that the cancer doesn't look normal. It looks very abnormal, which is probably why it's in the bone. And it, as you point out, Joe, it's been around for a very long time in President Biden years. Exactly how many we don't know, obviously. I should mention, it's very important for the public to understand this and men out there in America. Every year, 288,000 men get diagnosed with, American men get diagnosed with prostate cancer. 35,000 American men die of prostate cancer. Many more men will have prostate cancer and die of something else and not the prostate cancer. In part because, as Joe mentioned, it's slow growing, in part also because we have very effective treatments, and I think the president is very likely to respond and the tumor's likely to shrink with treatment here.
Maybe. I'll be curious to see what kind of treatment he goes with. Because, again, if he really has had this for 5 or 10 years and they didn't tell us, that's another whole problem here.
Now, there is another way around it where he said that a lot of guys will not do a prostate check and they won't do the PSA check.
Especially when they're over 80, I think they said, or 70.
Over 70. Yeah. Over 70. And that is a distinct possibility that Biden did not do that.
I'm sorry.
But he's the president. He was the president, but then he was also in the Senate for years and years.
Yeah.
And you know that they would get testing and stuff. But his physicals every year should have had something like that, unless he said don't do the PSA test.
All I know is this. He has the world's best care, right?
He's supposed to be. Yeah.
So whoever has been watching over him should lose their license. That's my take on this.
Well, and he probably did not tell. I wouldn't put it past Biden to not say anything about any abnormality with going to the bathroom, with peeing. I wouldn't put it past him to just try and cover that up.
I mean, it all makes sense, though, Dan.
Yeah.
I mean, he lost control of his bowels how many times?
And bladder, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Too many. And this is essentially, according to a medical expert, stage 4 prostate cancer. I mean, so this thing will advance, to the lymph nodes, to obviously already to the bones, to his liver, to his lungs. I mean, this is going to get, I think, worse for him quickly. Yeah. And then people maybe they forget about his brother Frank. Remember last summer we talked about this on the show. Frank Biden, after Biden, you know, had this withdrawal from the ballot, Frank raised eyebrows over there at CBS about Biden's declining health. You know, he said that's what played a role into this to drop out of the race. He goes, "I'm incredibly proud of my brother. Selfishly, I will have him back to enjoy whatever time we have left." So again, I think Frank let it out of the bag. Then, hell, Joe let it out of the bag back in 2022.
He did.
You played it yesterday with Dan Buck.
Yeah, and he said he was talking about the oil and everything on the windshield wipers, and he said, "That's why so many people that I know and I have cancer." It's like, what?
And the White House tried to say, "Oh, he made a mistake. He didn't
make it up."
Right, and then when Frank said this last year, they said, "Oh, he's a recovering alcoholic." Remember that play that CBS had? They're like, that's what they blamed it on. It's just so gross. It's so disgusting. And it really doesn't surprise me anymore, because look at what's been thrown at us for the last several years anyway.
I mean, there's three different scenarios you look at. Is that they were covering this up the entire time, and they knew that he had it, and they covered it up, and then they want to use this for sympathy because of the book coming out her tapes coming out.
Yeah.
So they want to use that for sympathy.
It's
and then there's the other scenario where he just didn't want to do any PSA test or prostate test or anything since he was after 70. I don't know if there would be a third one. The third one would be if he won the presidency, and then you have Harris, and then it was like they knew, and it's like, "Oh, Joe, yeah,
this smells worse than Brian and Kevin's fish on the plane." I'm telling, this was a full-on cover-up, and it's been a cover-up for years.
It's horrible.
That's the only take that I got on this, and it's horrible, just horrible.
But
what'll happen?
Yeah, I know, that's
nothing.
The big thing,
because then the guy's gonna die. And, he will be 6 feet under, and He'll never be behind bars for what he did.
No.
Right?
No, I don't think anybody will be.
And a lot of people say, no, we got to be the Christian and pray for him. I will pray for the guy. You know, I wouldn't wish cancer on anybody. But I pray more for peace than recovery at this point. I don't know if that's the right take.
How many people died because of his open borders?
Too many.
Mm-hmm.
And how about the Afghanistan withdrawal?
Yeah.
I mean,
the 13 soldiers.
My goodness. There's just so much there.
Yeah.
748 Morning Crew, Dan and Drew. Be right back.
Oh, you just keep on using me.
Are you tired of dealing with pain, stiffness, or low energy? Struggling with headaches, back pain, or poor sleep? Your body was designed to heal, but stress, misalignment, and daily wear and tear can hold you back. At Turning Point Chiropractic, we help you take back your health naturally. Text FREEDOM to 636-220-3091 to get 50% off your first visit, including an exam, consultation, and any necessary x-rays. Turning Point, where your health and healing begin.
Don't be shocked by shoddy electrical work and high prices and upsales. Wolf Electrical Services makes it easy with a step-by-step process from start to finish and quality service no matter the zip code. Wolf explains everything so you know what you're paying for. Whether you're in St. Louis County, St. Charles, Lincoln, or Warren counties, Wolf Electrical Services offers free estimates and military, first responder, and senior discounts. Wolf Electrical Services treats you like family, two or four-legged. WolfElectricalServices.com or call 314-477-WOLF.
Peggy Hubbard, she's got a fire in her soul.
Fellow law enforcement here, I've got about almost 40 years on, but I just wanted to thank you for your service in the military and for you and your hubby's service, and man, I just love the pushback that you give, girl. You're amazing. My wife and I listen to you guys all the time, and you're really filled with the Holy Spirit, so we're happy to have you on board.
On the Real with Peggy Hubbard, weekdays from 2 until 4 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk Radio Network, KRTK Herman, KVMO Vandalia, KRTE Steelville, the voice of freedom.
And the mic check.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington.
People across the country's midsection being urged not to let down their guard as more powerful storms could strike this week. Last evening, at least four tornadoes are confirmed in Oklahoma and Nebraska. Edwina Wilson and her husband survived a twister that devastated London, Kentucky, a few days ago.
I was barefooted, and my husband found these boots, and I've been wearing them, but I found me some shoes today and some little pictures and just memories because they say more.
I think we're back now. Okay. Wow. Happy Tuesday, everybody. That's very weird. I don't know. I don't know what happened. I guess that was, I don't know, the somebody trying to silence us again. I don't know. I see reaction on the up again.
There we are.
Very, very weird. But anyway.
That was the strangest. We went into the Twilight Zone. I don't know what.
Well, we've been living it for a long time.
Yeah.
So back to where we were.
We don't even know when all this stuff happened.
So Trump's now demanding an investigation into Harris because she used illegal payments to Bruce Springsteen and to the Beyoncés and to the Oprahs and to the Bonos of the world because she disguised them as entertainment. So he wants an investigation on all of that. I'm tired of investigations. I really am, because where do they lead you?
Well, you can do an investigation, but what's going to happen?
Exactly.
Nothing.
So why waste the time, honestly, the energy, the money? Because, again, I'll send this back to Cash and Bongino. They go on Big Fox with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday and talk about this Epstein stuff. Listen to what they say.
You said Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide. People don't believe it.
Well, I mean, listen, they have a right to their opinion, but as someone who has worked as a public defender, as a prosecutor, who's been in that prison system, who's been in the Metropolitan Detention Center, who's been in segregated housing, you know a suicide when you see one, and that's what that was.
He killed himself. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself.
Wow. I've seen the whole file. He killed himself. Now, okay, so, but the guards were asleep. Guards in a prison just fall asleep, and a couple of guards, multiple guards fall asleep?
Not just the guards.
And the cameras?
The lost and erased tapes, they just magically disappear.
The cameras are off?
Yeah. There's technical errors, and now you, Bongino, and Cash want us to believe you? On that note, I'm sorry. Again, too many. I'm not a conspiracy theorist.
I am stunned. I am just stunned by that.
But please don't pull that one over on the America or the MAGA people, because it's not going to work.
No, that's insulting, because they think that people are stupid. I mean,
yeah,
all the signs are right there. I mean, it's then explain. The guards being asleep, the cameras are off, the tapes, the video's gone completely, and
the odds of it all at the same time,
yeah,
astronomical. And there's just, I'm sorry, there's no chance. I don't believe it. And then they want to say in the same interview, but we're looking at this, but we're looking at that, and we got this coming. And we got that coming. And within a week, within 2 weeks, within 3 weeks,
yeah,
you know, some bombs are going to be dropping. No. I'm sorry. Prove me wrong.
Wow.
I don't believe a single thing you say now. And Pam Bondi, I haven't believed a single thing she said since she went on Big Fox and Jesse Waters on primetime saying she's looked at all the papers. Here they are. They're despicable. They're horrible. Where the hell are they? They're still covering it all up.
Uh-huh.
We'll never know. This entire hour, your political theater.
Ugh.
Your anthem from Doral. Coming up next.
It's his newborn baby he left with his wife.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw with Retirement Advisory Group. Are you worried about market volatility? Are you concerned your money won't last you through retirement?
Hi, I'm Tammy Kershaw, and as a family-owned business, we are committed to protecting your retirement, whether you're nearing retirement or already retired. We have a lot of folks that aren't aware of all the new investment choices that are available, which give you growth and protection from losses at the same time. Are you aware of all the fees that you are currently paying? We can show you how to avoid those fees. So come in now for your free retirement review and get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. Let us show you how to retire with confidence.
We are proud to say we haven't lost a penny of our clients' money in 39 years, and we won't lose a penny of yours either. Let our family help your family. Call us now at 314-993-9494 or go online to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Since 1995, Jones Air and Water Treatment has helped homeowners and businesses protect their plumbing, fixtures, appliances, and clothing using traditional water softeners and salt-free water treatment systems. These systems provide up to 30 to 80% cost savings on energy, soaps, and cleansers. Visit JonesWater.com or call Jones Air and Water at 636-899-1040 for quality products at a reasonable cost with superior service. You can be a filter or biofilter. Jones Air and Water, 636-899-1040.
Looking for something truly unique? Scott's Amish Log and Rustic Furniture and Taxidermy. Where the wild meets the handcrafted, they offer lifelike taxidermy mounts of all kinds, from majestic moose and bear to exotic wildlife and small game. And while you're there, browse their stunning selection of Amish-made live-edge solid wood furniture, beds, kitchen tables, rocking chairs, bar stools, and more. Scott's Amish Log and Rustic Furniture and Taxidermy, 1203 East Veterans Memorial Parkway in Warrenton, Missouri. Nature, craftsmanship, one of a kind.
The Dan and Drew Morning Crew.
I don't understand how these judges can go against the executive orders.
It's a talking point. Here's the memo of the day.
Yeah.
Let's look what Trump signed today. They're making us talk about it, but until Congress people actually do their job to bring it to the table, to bring it to Trump's desk for him to actually sign it into law.
Yeah.
These are all nothing burgers.
That's what they need to do.
And sure.
Dan and Drew Morning Crew.
Weekday morning 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also phenomenal listeners. We are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. Tune into my show Monday through Friday on the Real Talk Radio Network stations, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays from noon till 2 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
The Real Talk 93.3 app is now available. Go to Google or Apple and make sure you click on the Eagle logo.
Naturally, with Relief Factor. Go to ReliefFactor.com and get your 3-week quick start today. Only $19.95.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling Grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2025 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 7/2025. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation of single line gold unlimited plan or higher. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
Russian authorities have outlawed Amnesty International as an undesirable organization. A 2015 law makes involvement with such organizations a criminal offense.
The decision by the Russian Prosecutor General's office, announced in an online statement, is the latest in the unrelenting crackdown on Kremlin critics, journalists, and activists that intensified to unprecedented levels after Moscow invaded Ukraine in February 2022. The designation means that the international human rights group must stop any work in Russia. Those cooperating with it face prosecution, including if anyone shares Amnesty International's reports on social media. The organization has not immediately commented on the move. I'm Charles Stilitas.
Iran's supreme leader pushing back against U.S. criticism of the country's nuclear program, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, says that Tehran will not seek anyone's permission to enrich uranium. News and analysis, townhall.com. The latest Harvard-Harris poll shows Americans growing more confident in the economy.
The Harvard Caps Harris poll released Monday revealed the first net positive rating on the strength of the U.S. economy since July of 2021, the first few months of President Joe Biden's administration. When asked, how strong do you think the U.S. economy is today, a majority of registered voters polled saw it as strong under President Trump compared to weak for almost the entirety of the Biden administration. 51% of those polled called it strong, a gain of 5 points from April, and 49% called it weak, a decline of 6 points from April. The report said, quote, for the first time since July 2021, just over half...
Real Talk Radio Network weather, brought to you by the Rick and Tracy Ellis team with eXp Realty.
Partly cloudy skies as we head through the day today. There's still a chance for an isolated storm or two. High temperature near 80 degrees. Partly cloudy, drying out tonight with a low in the mid-50s. Much cooler and sunny skies Wednesday. Wednesday's high near 70. We'll be in the mid-60s with partly sunny skies Thursday and near 70 degrees with sunshine on Friday. I'm Fox 2 News meteorologist Chris Higgins for the Real Talk Radio Network.
Slice into summer with Alfano's Pizza. It's the summer of love. Look for the Alfano's Pizza insert for your chance to win free pizza for a year. That's right, a whole year of cheesy, saucy goodness. Daily giveaways, lunch buy one, get one deals, and sizzling hot coupons on the flyer. Call 636-856-9494. Alfano's Pizza, 1437 Wentzville Parkway. Alfano's Pizza, WentzvilleMO.com.
I love you, Alfano's.
The summer of love is on.
Looking for that perfect gift or something fabulous for your home? Visit April's on Main and Designs by Ave. Celebrating 10 years in business. From custom florals they can design with your own pieces to stunning artwork, candles, fashion accessories, and hilarious adult gifts. Browse popular lines like Innis, Sweet Grace, Swan Creek, Consuela, and Chala. Plus, don't miss their garden flags, yard spinners, and gorgeous Mexican pottery. Stop in and see what's new at April's on Main and Designs by Ave. 222 North Main Street, St. Charles. Follow them on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are not necessarily those of the staff, management, ownership, or sponsors of the Real Talk Radio Network. Portions may be pre-recorded.
This is the Real Talk Radio Network.
Through the perilous times.
pretty cool. Saturday night, that was at Trump Doral, the national anthem that we all sang together. You had 300, 400 people there in the room. Just magnificent. The hope, again, is just to have a revival across this great, great country. Lives can be changed and souls can be saved. And that was the launch. And as we learn throughout the event, I mean, they have bigger plans. They're going to go to the Kennedy Center. They're going to go down to Dallas, Texas. They're getting ready to go to Madison Square Garden over the next several months to have more of these events, which I think is just going to be incredible. Welcome in our three morning crew, Dan Strauss, Drew Shelton, and if you're watching on Facebook or Rumble or X or Instagram, there's a new face for 25, but a familiar face from 24. Missouri State Rep. Holly Jones back with us.
Oh, hey. Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
Look at the crowd.
I had no idea. I didn't expect it. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't expect it. We got the band back together.
I did. The band is back. We're excited to have you here. And it's because so many listeners throughout the last 5 months have been like, where's Holly? Where's Holly?
Aww.
When's Holly's? I'm like,
oh, Dale called. Did you hear Dale earlier?
No.
Yeah, Dale called. He was so happy.
Oh my goodness.
That's my buddy.
He's fishtailing. He's doing donuts in that truck.
Well, cause so you never really got to say goodbye.
No,
last
I didn't.
Because you got really sick.
Yeah.
And then the new year came and you went straight to session.
Straight to session.
And you've been there for the last 5 months.
I have. Yeah.
And we're going to get into.
Feels like 5 years.
Yeah, I tell everybody that you age, like being a legislator, it ages you like 3 years for every 4 months you're there. Yeah. So by the time I'm out of there, I'll be like 112.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that math doesn't really work out,
but hey, thanks, buddy.
Yeah.
You're looking good, too. I missed you guys.
Missed you. We're glad you're back. And again, we're going to get into some of the things you filed this year.
Yeah.
Talk some wins and losses of the session over the next hour. And don't forget, folks, again, Holly will host the Rob Carter Show this Thursday from 9 to noon. So, Holly, you and Dan together.
Oh, boy.
It's going to be fun.
You know what they say?
Uh-huh.
When the cat's away.
Oh, yeah. Stay away, Rob.
Let's talk about Kevin Gotch and the Washington Dent Company real quick. He was down there with us at Doral. He enjoyed himself, and he always sponsors the anthem. And he sponsors our pledges, and I know he sponsors a lot of the Rob Carter interviews as well that he has on his show. But he's been a busy, busy guy with all these storms that continue to come through. Since March, we've had, I've lost count how many crazy storms that we've had. Way too many. And again, there were some more storms last night and more coming today. I just read a report during the break. Looks like more hail. I think hail and wind, again, will be the bigger focus with these storms today between noon and 6. Not as widespread tornadoes as last night, but again, the threat is there. So call Kevin Gotch, owner of the Washington Dent Company, 501-509 East 5th Street, right past Sonic down there in Washington. Easy to find. It's paintless dent repair. It's insurance approved. It's the quickest and best way to have your vehicle repaired. So if you've had damage to your vehicle over these storms, or if you have maybe some damage that comes your way today, have his number handy. Have it on speed dial. Shoot him a text like Dan did a couple weeks ago and showed him damage to his vehicle. He will give you free estimates. 636-575-0681. 636-575-0681. It's dent repair like it was never there. He's open today 9 to 5, and here's your reasons why. Quality of repair, time effectiveness, cost saved. It all adds up to value. You can't get anywhere else. That's why they call him. Well, he caught the big fish, too, over the weekend.
Oh, that's
he really
right.
does have magic hands.
He's a magic man. Yeah. Oh.
Everything he touches.
I think it was photoshopped.
I know. I don't think so. He'll be here on Friday, and he's bringing tuna with him.
So, is he really?
I think so. He brought it with him.
Is that what the fish they caught was tuna?
Yeah, they caught a lot, but I know he has some fresh fish coming.
Wow. I've never, I don't know if I've ever had like fresh tuna.
Well, you will on Friday.
Caught from the sea.
Won't be donuts. It'll be.
They're not serving that at your local sushi restaurant, Dan?
No, I don't. I don't do sushi. Sorry, Charlie. Well, I have
to. Yeah, I just want to say you guys looked amazing at Trump Doral. That's one of my favorite places. I was there for a week last October.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Everything was just top notch. The
totally
staff,
first class.
You just can't compare.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, you were treated like royalty, honestly. And it was an honor to be there, blessed to be there, and excited to go now to Mar-a-Lago in September. So yeah. Big things continue to happen with this administration. Before we get into that kind of stuff, because I see President Trump speaking now on Capitol Hill with Speaker Johnson, there's this big, you know, push for this big, beautiful bill, and it's going back and forth, and who's going to vote, who voted present, who's not going to be a yay when it actually goes to the floor. It's been a mess. So Trump trying to work the room, if you will. So we'll keep an eye on that for you today. But Holly, the storms have been crazy all spring long, and I know I've been sharing some of your posts on social media about how we can help in this city of St. Louis as they pick themselves up and, you know, really recover and rebuild. I mean, it's going to take a long time. It's horrible down there.
Yeah, it's absolutely horrible. And I just want to remind everybody that there are a lot of partisan issues that we work on, right? And we can fight about a lot of things. But it's really disgusting when folks take something like a natural disaster, something where people are suffering and lives have been lost, and folks need help and need us to rally around each other and use that as a way to just slam political figures trying to help. So I've been receiving a lot of that, but you know what? That's par for the course. But
you've been getting slammed for trying to help.
Oh yeah, it's unbelievable. But you know, at the end of the day, there are our Democratic friends, our reps. We can fight all day on the House floor about lots of issues, but when it comes to stuff like this, we come together. Mm-hmm. And Representative Kimberly Collins and Representative Lakeisha Bosley, their districts were very, very hardly hit, mm-hmm. and some other places as well. It's not just, you know, localized to those, but those are the hardest hit areas. And those guys are so incredible. They're working with us, giving us information on what they need, where to take it, you know, constantly, and working around the clock.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these are folks that are, you know, right in the middle of everything. And we have Republican reps from the county and Democrat reps from the county. And it doesn't matter what you are. We're people and we're trying to help folks. So
yeah.
If you see something on social media that, you know, people are trying to help each other, just help them out.
Yeah.
We don't need all the hate.
It was...
it's ridiculous. I mean,
completely.
We had Chris Higgins on that Friday morning,
yeah.
just kind of warning people, and now it comes out the sirens didn't go off. That's horrible. You know, Addie and Becky were supposed to be at Children's at 2:30 on Friday for some therapy, and wow. I told Beck, hey, keep an eye on the sky. Don't go if it's starting to storm, and thankfully she didn't go down there because she would have been just, I mean, a mile away from that, and thank goodness. I mean, the way it was going down, you know, it was a straight path, almost straight through Forest Park, straight into BJC, but it made that hook left yeah. before it really went to the hospital. Mm-hmm. Thank goodness.
That's wild.
The whole thing's
it's like
a
God's
phenomenon.
Hand came down
a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely.
Push over.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But then you still feel bad for the folks that were underneath this tornado. It was horrible. So you shared the supplies that are needed. I said it earlier on the show, but again, tarps, 2x4s, again, with more rain to come today, potentially.
Well, and last night.
Yeah.
I mean, they got pummeled again last night.
Did you have damage in Eureka?
I didn't see any damage this morning, and there was no damage at my house, but I mean, I'm not going to lie. There was a couple times where I thought some trees were coming down.
Yeah.
And I'd never really heard the rain hit the house like it did last night, which was, it was crazy. My brother and his kids ended up coming over and we camped out in the basement. But, you know, the folks that in that area of the hardest hit places in St. Louis, they just got pummeled again with rain mm-hmm. and all the things last night. And those lists of what they're needing are constantly being updated. And so as I get them, I'll share them too. But yeah, they need a lot of stuff. Toiletry items, feminine hygiene products,
yeah.
you know, all the things.
Masks, water, batteries,
yeah.
flashlights, brooms, rakes, trash bags, you name it. They need it. So
that's
if you
right.
have stuff at the house that you're not using and can donate, do it. Or if you want to go buy some stuff and take it to one of the shelters, you can partner with Holly or, of course, Mayor Spencer's office or even the reps there, Kimberly Ann Collins and Bosley.
Yeah, Lakeisha Bosley.
Yeah.
And she just lost her dad.
Oh,
and so
man.
That just the other day. And so that's a whole nother thing.
Not from the storm.
I believe it was her. No.
Okay.
I believe it was her dad, but Representative Collins was giving CPR to folks on the scene. I mean, these ladies are their heroes.
Boots
they
to just, the ground.
They totally are. But Representative Brad Crist in Fenton has been supplies. Yeah. So Brad's been taking supplies down. He even had his kids down there the other day. I think that's really important too, to as family, as we take our kids and we show them, like, this is what you do. You just jump in and you help.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In any way that you can. Not everyone can help in the same way. But they're also calling for, I have friends on Facebook that have gathered up some guys and grabbed their chainsaws and gals too, because they need chainsaws and people coming down to, you know, cut up trees.
The tree damage is just mind-boggling.
It's unbelievable. So if you can help, fantastic. If you can't, prayers are definitely always needed.
That helps too.
Always.
All right, it's 8:19. It's the morning crew.
What?
I know.
Wait a minute. When did that happen?
3 minutes late for a break. Holly's back and the time clock doesn't matter anymore.
I know. We're all messed up.
Dan, Drew, State Rep Holly Jones. We're going to talk this Missouri session when we come back. You had some things you filed this year.
Yeah, let's
talk there's
about
some
it.
Even things that you're planning on already for next year.
Oh, absolutely.
And some big... again, just wins and losses from you'll give us a grade.
I will.
Coming up for the next half hour. Holly Jones with us. Don't forget, she's in for Rob on Thursday from 9 to noon. Make sure you tune in. Holly, ladies and gentlemen, is back.
You're closest to heaven that I'll ever be, and I don't want to go home.
Hi, I'm Bob Kershaw with Retirement Advisory Group. Are you worried about market volatility? Are you concerned your money won't last you through retirement?
Hi, I'm Tammy Kershaw, and as a family-owned business, we are committed to protecting your retirement, whether you're nearing retirement or already retired. We have a lot of folks that aren't aware of all the new investment choices that are available, which give you growth and protection from losses at the same time. Are you aware of all the fees that you are currently paying? We can show you how to avoid those fees. So come in now for your free retirement review and get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. Let us show you how to retire with confidence.
We are proud to say we haven't lost a penny of our clients' money in 39 years, and we won't lose a penny of yours either. Let our family help your family. Call us now at 314-993-9494 or go online to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Since 1995, Jones Aaron Water Treatment has helped homeowners and businesses protect their plumbing, fixtures, appliances, and clothing using traditional water softeners and salt-free water treatment systems. These systems provide up to 30 to 80% cost savings on energy, soaps, and cleansers. Visit joneswater.com or call Jones Aaron Water at 636-899-1040 for quality products at a reasonable cost with superior service. You can be a filter or biofilter. Jones Aaron Water, 636-899-1040.
Looking for something truly unique? Scott's Amish Log and Rustic Furniture and Taxidermy. Where the wild meets the handcrafted, they offer lifelike taxidermy mounts of all kinds, from majestic moose and bear to exotic wildlife and small game. And while you're there, browse their stunning selection of Amish-made live-edge solid wood furniture, beds, kitchen tables, rocking chairs, bar stools, and more. Scott's Amish Log and Rustic Furniture and Taxidermy, 1203 East Veterans Memorial Parkway in Warrenton, Missouri. Nature, craftsmanship, one of a kind.
The Dan and True Morning Crew.
I don't understand how these judges can go against the executive orders.
It's a talking point. Here's the memo of the day.
Yeah.
Let's look what Trump signed today. They're making us talk about it, but until Congress people actually do their job to bring it to the table, to bring it to Trump's desk for him to actually sign it into law.
Yeah.
These are all nothing burgers.
That's what they need to do.
And sure.
Dan and True.
Weekday morning, 6 to 9 on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine, and also phenomenal listeners. We are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. Tune into my show Monday through Friday on the Real Talk Radio Network stations, where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weekdays from noon till 2 on the Real Talk Radio Network. Network.
The Real Talk 93.3 app is now available. Go to Google or Apple and make sure you click on the Eagle logo.
You were the first thing that I thought of when I thought I'd drank.
It's 8:23. It's the Morning Crew. Dan and Drew back at it with you. And also, Holly Jones here. Saw a comment a few minutes ago in the app saying, in my opinion, Bongino, a true patriot, they don't believe he will fail us. He may not fail us in the end, but I'm telling you right now, he and the entire team, they continue to face massive patriot backlash because so far, it's been a letdown.
Yeah, so I was actually on tour with the Reawaken America tour, and my bosses, you know, Eric Napudi and Tom Renz, but Cash was also on that tour, and he talked all the time about how Epstein didn't kill himself and all the things, and to hear him come out and say that is, it's very strange.
I know.
Mind-boggling.
And saying we've seen all the files and whatever, and then Bongino, this happens all the time in the House and the Senate, you guys, to where they say, well, we'll let you do this if you do this, right?
All the backdoor deals.
Yeah, so if you come out and say Epstein didn't kill himself, then maybe we'll let up on you over here and allow you. That's exactly what that reminded me of.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, you felt that.
Oh, every day. Every day. That's why most of my bills were completely dead this year. Because I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not taking that deal.
You traitor.
I know, I'm such a traitor.
Son of a gun.
Thank you so much for the love in the app, though.
I know.
I mean, a couple of y'all still don't like me. That's okay. No worries. I still sleep at night. Keep hating because I got much more for you to hate on.
I love when I get the emails saying, Drew, you said this. You're not a Christian anymore. I'm like, oh, here we go. Hey, don't forget. I know. Don't forget about our sponsors, Retirement Advisory Group, retirementkey.com, 314-993-9494. They discover, evaluate, plan everything out for you. You'll get a copy of their best-selling book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. But look, they have never lost a penny of any of their clients' money in the last 39 years. That's a pretty good rap sheet. A lot of testimonies out there. Get online, read about it, retirementkey.com. They educate you on how to link to the market, and when you link to the market, you never risk a penny of your principal. They do it all for free for you as well. They don't charge you any fees. We have a big event coming up on June 17. It's a Tuesday night, so less than a month from now, Dan and I and Bob and Tammy Kershaw and the friends over there at Retirement Advisory Group, we are getting together. And we'll share those details for you probably tomorrow or even Thursday, where it's going to be and the exact time. But Tuesday night, June 17, circle that on your calendar, a little Real Talk, Morning Crew, Retirement Advisory Group night, and you're going to not want to miss it. It'll be a really fun time. 314-993-9494 or retirementkey.com.
That's 2 days before Juneteenth.
And your surgery.
Yeah, that's
right. I know. So we got to have one big bash before Dan goes
one
away
big
for
old
a
surgery
while.
Party.
Oh no, yeah. I feel like I've missed so much.
I know. Yeah. But we're glad you're back.
Me too.
You know, some may not like it, but talk about and I don't really care, honestly, because you are a Missouri State rep and you need to talk to us and you know, give us the 411 on how this session went. So do you want to talk about the pros and cons first, and maybe save that for the next segment.
Okay.
How about the things you really wanted to focus on this session, what you filed, and where things went?
Yeah, you need to spill the tea.
Spill the tea? Okay. Red flags and tea coming up for you.
Yeah.
Okay, so we saw a lot of bills go through the Children and Families Committee on abortion.
And that's your baby.
That's my baby. Through the, you know, the abortion issue that, you know, Amendment 3 put back into our Constitution, just allowing abortion at any stage, right? Zero restrictions, you know, no health and security safety measures for the mom, just so many things, right? And so there was and it's wild, you guys, how the process works on this kind of stuff, because when one bill is filed, that transforms into something completely different with a totally different number that, you know, is ultimately what we got across the finish line. So when we started with House Bill 54 being a, you know, something that someone was carrying, and at the end of, you know, session, and what the House and the Senate passed through was House Joint Resolution 73 that was carried by a different person. So it's wild the process in which all of that works.
Twists and turns.
Totally, but we were able to get that done, and House Joint Resolution 73, it all came through the Children and Families Committee. We had several hearings on that. We heard hours of testimony. People were upset, you know, from the other side of the aisle that I cut off testimony because we had gone through this so many times, right? And there was a staged protest that was planned for the hearing room. I cleared the hearing room. I did what I was supposed to do. And per House rules, I invited those folks back in after this disruption was cleared. And so, you know, I got a lot of hate for that, but that's okay. If you're not going to stand in the gap for the unborn, who are you going to stand in the gap for?
Exactly.
The completely the voiceless mm-hmm. of America. And abortion is not health care. I will completely stand for, you know, our on the pro-life movement forever. That's just the way that it is. So we were able to get that done. It is going back to the ballot to a vote of the people.
Will it be August or November?
It'll be 2026.
I know that next
year.
Yeah,
we don't know yet. Yeah. I'm hoping November. Let's see, right?
So we threw this out there last week. Do you think Governor Kehoe should do a special election? Would that get people more out there right now? Or do you think we need the time to educate
I think it's a gamble.
Everybody.
I think it's a gamble either way.
Yeah.
I think the sooner that we do it, to me is better, obviously.
That's my logic.
Yeah, the sooner the better. And you know, there's also
and it's not perfect.
No, it's not. And here's the thing. I was very instrumental in helping this piece of legislation get completed. But we had lots of conversations well into the night where we, you know, hashed out our differences on this. I am an abolitionist. I don't want any abortion whatsoever. However, to me, saying that we're not going to do anything because we're not getting a full ban is like paramedics rolling up on a car crash, seeing some folks that they can help and some that they can't, and not helping anybody because they can't save everybody. That doesn't make any sense to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a lot of prayer, and I went to the Lord many, many times a day on just what I felt led to do. And with the help of some senators and other House members, we were able to get a product across the line that repeals and replaces Amendment 3
right.
with different language that does give exceptions for rape and incest, which I do not want.
Mm-hmm.
However, and those will go in there with a 12-week gap or a cap. And we'll see what happens. It also replaces safety standards, puts those back in for facilities that are going to be performing abortions and holding those folks accountable. Medical professionals is such a wide term, right? It's such a blanket term over who could that be that could include anybody, and blanket immunity for those folks. And that's not okay with me. If somebody that I knew was harmed during an abortion, either lost their life or was medically injured or worse, I would think that those people should be held accountable because they're the medical professional performing that procedure. Same way as if you go, Dan, if you get a knee replacement, right?
Yeah.
And they screw it all up.
Oh, yeah.
And you're done for life. You can't ever walk again, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
There should always be retaliation. So, yes. And hold those people accountable.
Yeah. Not, like I said, not perfect, but you got to take what you can get. And it's a start for
it
sure.
It is a start. And what actually happened with this is, and this is the best part about it, is that the way that it was done, it allows the legislature to go back and continue to work on it. Right. So we can say this isn't perfect, but next year we can take another bite out of that apple. And that's not always the best way to do things. But guys, in a climate where abortion is a table, you know, a kitchen table issue.
Oh.
We talk about it like it's nothing anymore, which is absolutely gut-wrenching.
Well, the way I look at it,
do something.
Right now, the way it is right now to go to the people to vote on is way, way better than what they voted on, because it was totally confusing and nobody really knew
what
they were voting on.
You're listening to The Morning Crew. Dan Strauss, Drew Schultz, and Missouri Senator Polly Jones. We'll be right back.
Looking for top-notch roofing, siding, or windows? Choose Freedom Restoration and Roofing, your veteran-owned, highly rated local experts. Whether it's a small repair or a big renovation, our team has you covered from start to finish. We take pride in delivering quality craftsmanship and unmatched customer service on every project. Call Freedom Restoration and Roofing today, where your home is our mission. Freedom Restoration and Roofing, your trusted partner for any home project.
Ultimate Defense Firing Range in St. Peter's provides the knowledge, tools, and experience to protect yourself and the people you care about. With 18 state-of-the-art indoor lanes and training courses for all skill levels, you'll be prepared to stop a threat when it matters most. Their expert team can guide you in selecting the perfect firearms for your needs. They also buy guns, everything from single firearms to entire collections. Ultimate Defense, conveniently located off Highway 79 in St. Peter's.
Visit udrange.com to learn more. Slice into summer with Alfano's Pizza. It's the summer of love. Look for the Alfano's Pizza insert for your chance to win free pizza for a year. That's right, a whole year of cheesy, saucy goodness. Daily giveaways, lunch buy one, get one deals, and sizzling hot coupons on the flyer. Call 636-856-9494. Alfano's Pizza, 1437 Wentzville Parkway. Alfano's Pizza, WentzvilleMO.com.
I love you, Alfano's.
The summer of love is on. For residential and commercial trash, recycling, and yard waste services, it's Grace Hauling. Grace Hauling can get it done. They're family-owned and been in business since 1998. And most of all, they strive to honor our Lord and Savior. They'll give you the best service possible and competitive pricing. And their on-the-go hauling roll-off division has containers from 10 to 40 yards. GraceHauling.com or call 636-398-8060 or on the go at 636-828-5929. When trouble knocks, Grace answers. At Mincy Bail Bonds, they're more than just a bail bond service. They're a helping hand when you need it most. As a Christian-based company, they believe in second chances, redemption, and walking with you toward a brighter future. 24/7, they're there to bring your loved one home quickly, confidently, and with compassion. Because nobody is beyond God's grace, and everyone deserves a fresh start. Call Mincy Bail Bonds at 636-583-2221. Because freedom is just the beginning of a new chapter. Thanks to you, our loyal listeners, Wheel Talk 107.3 KRTE and Rolla is now the number two most streamed station in all of Missouri, according to Radio Locator. Your support is powering real conservative talk radio. If you're a business looking to grow in Rolla and beyond, Wheel Talk is the station you need to be on. Wheel Talk Radio Network, conservative, local, and louder than ever. Join us. Call 636-299-3702. The Wheel Talk Radio Network.
Thank you for providing the programming that you are.
The voice of freedom.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone.
I love when Holly comes back.
He takes over the cameras.
I mean, you knock at the door and Town Hall starts playing abruptly last hour.
Yeah.
Then things went dead for a little while. And then during the break, I noticed on our numbers kind of went down on Facebook. I'm like, why? And I look and there's three images of Holly. Like, you took that over
was for
all.
That was for my trolls and my haters.
All three cameras.
Three doses of some Holly this morning.
We removed one of them, and it was back to normal for a second. But again, I'm looking at the feed, and it's two different boxes, and it's the same box. It's the Holly Jones Morning Show. That's all.
Man, I didn't know y'all miss me so much.
I know. I think the God above is trying to tell us something. Maybe we got to step aside, Dan. I don't.
I guess so.
No, y'all are the professionals.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of professionals, it's Bill Barnes. And what I love about you, Holly, is you're a Christian, and you don't hide that.
Mm-mm.
Right? And I love that. And Bill Barnes doesn't hide it either. And he's doing these summer presentations of fossils and rocks with a biblical perspective. Again, it's the Rocks Cry Out Ministry. It's a traveling fossil and rock show. He will go around St. Louis and 250 miles around St. Louis. So a 250-mile radius. Putting on this show, and it's suitable for all grade levels, and it's there'll be free fossils for everyone, which is awesome. So if you got a summer camp coming up, or maybe an Awana program, or a vacation Bible school, or maybe a birthday party, any type of event that you can organize, Bill Barnes will come and put on this show for you. Give him a call, 314-608-2928. Again, 314-608-2928. A Bible timeline can be tested, it can be trusted, and it matches today's reality. He has a big show coming up Saturday, August 2nd at the Pillar Foundation from 9 to 5. He'll have four different 40-minute presentations. Come out at 10 or 12 or 2 or 4 or come to all four, and you'll get these timelines. You'll get a chart of Noah's 16 grandsons. You'll see all these information cards. He says a 6-year-old can understand and embrace the biblical timeline, and a 12-year-old can effectively contend for the biblical timeline. So see what he has to offer for you today. 314-608-2928. It's the Rocks Cry Out Ministry. All right, so Holly.
The Rocks. Dwayne Johnson?
Yes. that rock. Maybe he'll be at the Pillar Foundation.
Man, I crack myself.
I know you do.
Can I talk about another really great build?
Yeah, so yeah, give me some wins, give me some losses, give me your grade of the session.
Well, so it's a win to me, but it doesn't really do anything for anybody else except my community. We did, and we were able to get Believe in Gianna Day passed. I think I told all the listeners about Gianna Wacker, who's dying of Sanfilippo syndrome. Really good news on Gianna. 16 years old, never thought that she'd make it this far, has more of the cognitive abilities of 4-5 years old, right? But she's been accepted into a medical study in Iowa where her family will go up every week. And she's one of only 4 kids in the nation to be accepted. So it's fantastic. So going forward, Governor Keogh will sign that. We'll take Gianna up and let her be a part of that. But she's fantastic. And I'm super excited that we got November 13th as her birthday. We'll be Believe in Gianna Day in the state of Missouri. So bringing a lot of awareness to Sanfilippo syndrome. But I did file, along with Representative Brian Seitz out of Branson, the Born Alive Act bill. And that bill was actually filed by my Congresswoman Ann Wagner. She got that all the way through the House with bipartisan support, died in the Senate, which where most good legislation goes to die, let's just be honest, both state and federally. But the Born Alive Act would provide medical care when babies are born as a product of abortion. They somehow make it through that horrific process, and they're born actually alive outside of the womb, that they are given the medical care that a baby at the same gestational place.
Mm-hmm.
I get a little bit like choked up when I talk about this.
Because I can't believe that when I heard that, that a botched abortion, and they would just take the baby, lay it off to the side.
They let it die.
And just leave. And just like, how can you do that to a baby that's sitting there like crying?
Yeah.
Or anything. And moving? I just don't. I mean, that to me.
No, it's right. And even if the baby would pass away anyways, it requires palliative care to keep it with. That's blankets and warmth and anything that we can do to make that suffering less and to save the life of the infant, that we do it. And it requires that physicians be held accountable, because there are doctors that have been, you know, gone to court and been sued for the horrific acts that they've performed on babies that have been born out of abortions. And it's absolutely unbelievable. So, you know, of course the Democrats hated that bill, because they hate babies.
Oh, sure.
And they hate life. As long as it's awful. Anyways, so that made it all the way through. We had a Senate hearing, a House hearing, made it through the House bipartisan, straight down party lines. And then it made it into, got a Senate hearing, the Senate committee voted it out. We got it attached to another health care bill, which was a telehealth bill, allowing rural areas to use telehealth if they can't get in. And it's their choice how they use telehealth, whether it's on the phone or iPad or whatever. But it gives them that option, because we have a lot of deserts, healthcare deserts in Missouri. And so it was a great bill. It got put on there, and then it got stripped at the last minute. So I'll be bringing that. I'll pre-file it. We'll work it again. But House Bill 195 and 1119.
You said all good bills kind of just die in the Senate. Yeah. And that's so frustrating to me, because we have a majority. We control it. Yet nothing gets done. And I think that's the biggest frustration. So my question to you, if you had to guess, you know, how many, we know there's Republicans, but how many conservatives, you know, are in the GOP House? Like, how many could you?
In the House?
Yeah. I mean, that's your baby, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
in the House, we probably have 10.
10 that, true conservatives.
That are truly fiscally and socially conservative, right? Both.
That's not enough.
No. Mm-mm. That are,
so we have
and that
no
sounds like, that sounds like, No. And I've talked about this from the beginning, like when I ran and I thought that I was going to the state house to link arms with my Republican brothers and sisters and get good conservative policy done. I had no idea that, because of where I stand, right? I had no idea that Republicans are a sliding scale from everything from very center, you know, on social and fiscal issues all the way to far right conservative, right? Mm. And there's everybody in between. And when you put that many people together, there's, you know, ideologies from across the board. And you have to really work with folks to understand what they care about, what means something to them, and how to bring them on board for the things that you care mm-hmm. about. But in the Senate, we maybe have three or four, right? Maybe five.
I was disappointed a lot local senators here on the Senate side. I don't want to name call and blast anybody today.
Sure.
But I'm just... The people that you think got your back don't.
St. Charles County has your senators and your I can't so much talk about your House reps, but your senators really led the charge on some of the biggest issues mm-hmm. this year. I don't know specifics of what you're talking yeah. about. However, they did, and I've got to give credit where credit is due. Most of those guys out here are Freedom Caucus members.
Right.
And so working alongside of them on some of these big issues is big. You know, also gold and silver got done.
Saw that.
That's incredible.
Oh, yeah, big.
Yeah, yeah. Huge. Of course, the Democrats don't like that either because, you know, they hate the Constitution. Mm-hmm. But here we are. So.
And that was an Igel thing, too, a long time ago.
That was an Igel thing. Well,
yeah.
I mean, Igel filed it. Absolutely. He fought for that till, you know, till the last day that before he left. But
what's the biggest miss, you think, in session?
The biggest miss is the budget and all the frivolous spending that we do. I do not vote for every budget. You're kind of taught in the House, and I'm not sure how they do it in the Senate, but in the House, you're kind of taught that just vote for the budget. The budget committee has done their due diligence, et cetera. Just trust them and go with it. And I don't sit on budget, so I don't get a chance to go through everything the way that they do and hear all the ins and outs of all of the budget bills. However, we have a budget that is very extreme, and the money that we spend in all of the different areas is unbelievable. We need a Doge-style, you know, Elon Musk, and who, you know how I feel about him.
I know.
But
he leaves May 30th.
He does. He does, and he's done some great things. But he's also seen behind the curtain now, right? So I don't know. I have mixed feelings. But I do love all the calling out of the ridiculous waste and the spending that we've done. We do that in the same way in the House and the Senate. It's unbelievable.
Do you really think a Missouri Doge would get anything done?
I don't know. But my thought process on that is if we don't try, we never will.
True.
Right? So we can turn blind eye to everything forever and not get anything, or we can put our best foot forward and try.
So what would you grade this session?
A C, maybe C plus.
So.
I think that, I mean, there's a lot of good bills that died just because of personality, and that stinks if somebody doesn't like you or they, whatever. Wow. I had a great cross-reporting bill on animal and child abuse that was, it was beautiful. It passed out everywhere, unanimous, and then it gets to the Senate, and they're like, meh, we don't want that on there. So they strip it off. So,
are you a Chiefs fan or a Royals fan?
I am. You want to talk about it?
We'll have to when we come back.
I think we should.
We might have a special session.
We might.
Next month at this time because of this bill.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Morning Crew, right back. Final segment with Dan, Drew, Holly, your Tuesday Morning Crew. And I wonder what's good for. I've been in the right
place, but it must have been the wrong time. My car was due for an oil change, so I took it to Valvoline Express Care. They are locally owned and operated. It's clean, and they are really friendly and well-staffed.
Welcome.
I just stayed in my car and was able to work and feel safe and comfortable. It was really fast, and they are powered by the brand you trust, Valvoline. Open Monday through Friday, 8 till 6, Saturday, 8 till 5. Valvoline Express Care in Warrenton, Troy, Illinois, Lime Ferry, and two new locations, St. Peter's on Mid Rivers Mall Drive by DQ, and also St. Peter's Parkway.
For a reliable plumber you can trust, call American Plumbing Solutions. They pride themselves on top-notch workmanship and unbeatable prices. American Plumbing Solutions always listens to your needs and explains the solution in simple terms. Plus, they offer free estimates and 10% off for military, first responders, and seniors. Family-operated, licensed, bonded, and insured, and always on time. When you call, you'll get faith-based, reliable service with a smile. Call 636-294-5661. American Plumbing Solutions.
Rufino's Painting believes your home is a canvas for your dreams and aspirations.
Their commitment to quality, craftsmanship, and attention to detail set them apart.
Oh, wow.
Rufino's can make your dreams and visions reality.
Exactly what I was looking for.
Interior and exterior painting.
Renewal and protection of outdoor structures.
Deck and fence staining.
And transformation of kitchen cabinets.
Rufino's is fully insured.
Call 635-655-0820.
On Facebook and online at RufinosPainting.com.
That looks great.
Rufino's Painting.
Tired of the spin from most media outlets?
So thankful for this radio station. Thankful for you guys in there, for Rick and Tracy, you know, funding this, putting it on the owners and everything like that. Because of you, I don't have to listen to music radio anymore.
I listen to the station almost all day long. I love the information that you guys are putting out.
Love listening out here in St. James.
I'm just hoping and praying and supporting the advertisers as much as I possibly can.
The truth is right here, unfiltered, on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Hey everybody, I'm John Morris.
And I'm Debbie Morris.
With Integrity Training Systems. We talk about faith, fuel, and fitness, and what it takes to get your life back in order.
For more information on what we do, take a look at us at IntegrityTrainingSystems.com or give us a call at 636-299-2208.
Faith, fuel, and fitness. The Integrity Way. Weekends on the Real Talk Radio Network. The Real Talk Radio Network is available wherever you are. What's the frequency, Canada? In St. Louis and to the west.
93.3 FM.
The Vandalia-Quincy area.
104.3 FM.
The Steelville-Rolla area.
107.3 FM.
And everywhere you are.
The Real Talk Radio Network app and online at realtalk933.com.
Get the voice of freedom anywhere and everywhere.
I enjoy the whole network, guys. I really do.
The Real Talk Radio Network.
You want answers!
I want the truth!
The truth is here on the Real Talk Radio Network.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
Who let the dogs out?
When the party was nice, the party was...
Yeah, who let Holly out? I don't know. Holly is back.
Whoa, are you calling her a dog?
I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing.
Well, you know, you're stirring the pot, Holly. You're stirring the pot. But that's a good thing. You're getting
she
things
did?
Done.
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
You're getting things done. And it may not be the perfect thing, but we got an A3, you know, repeal.
That's going back to the people. Yep, and we'll see. They're going to fight really hard against that. So we really need listeners and anyone who cares about getting abortion out of our state as much as humanly possible. Mm-hmm. We're going to need you.
Yeah.
So, because they're going to fight really hard on that, you guys.
Holly was going to cook some alligator, but she only has a crock pot.
Did you guys change the time that we do the joke?
No.
Okay.
He just thought that'd be appropriate.
No, I just threw one in there.
I love it.
There's more jokes coming.
Fantastic.
In these final 6 minutes.
Yeah. I really missed you guys. I need the jokes in my life.
Well, I'm glad you're going to be... back, and again, filling in for Rob coming up on Thursday from 9 to noon. Speaking to Rob, he's back with you today. Make sure you stay tuned. Then you have Charlie Kirk, Peggy Hubbard, Ryan Height, Mark Levin, Todd Starnes, Bill O'Reilly, Jack Posobiec.
I miss my buddies.
Yeah,
I know. How about that?
All the shows, all the podcasts online, realtalk933.com. Don't forget to go check out rawdogfoodcomplete.com. Krista and Todd, they own it. They've been doing it now for 4 years down there in Sullivan, and they are shipping all across the country. They're delivering locally every single Wednesday as well for your dog friends. Some guys' best friend are their dogs.
You, definitely mine.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the picture of the golden?
You and Tracy, you guys have these puppies that I'm just going to show up at your front door and just snuggle them. It's not going to be weird
time.
At all.
No, next time I'll bring... Well, no, Rick wouldn't like that.
Well...
We can't bring dogs to the studio anymore.
Well, shoot.
But regardless, you can have a Raw Revolution, a new journey for your pups. It is Raw, dogfoodcomplete.com. It is meat, organs, and bones just the way nature intended. It's complete and balanced, extremely affordable, so many benefits, so many options. Call Krista and Todd today. Perfect five-star Google review. And their phone number is 636-900-2848. 636-900-2848. Their passion is to teach, learn, and support others on the journey of raw feeding for your dogs and holistic healthcare. The benefits are top-notch, and all of it is USDA certified. So when you look at the labels, you know what farm it's coming from. You know it's, you know, all their ingredients are carefully selected, which is good for your dog. No grains, no fillers, no preservatives, no dyes, no synthetics, no none of that flavoring or
it's Maha dog food.
Pretty much.
I love it.
The dogs are barking over it.
Amen.
636-900-2848. All right, so final minutes with Holly. Special session coming from Governor Kehoe?
Yeah, I think so. So I'm not going to lie to you guys. I was really upset about this. We learned about this, stadium, that they wanted to build and to the help that they want to give these billionaires. And in the last couple of days of session, they pushed that through very quickly. To me, there's not a chance that I could vote for this.
Right. It's for the Royals and the Chiefs.
It's for the Royals and the Chiefs. And let me just say, I love the Chiefs.
I love
the Royals. I think that what they bring to the state, it's fantastic. But when's the last time that normal folks could really afford to go to a Chiefs game or a Royals game or a Cardinals game?
Yeah.
The prices have gotten so crazy high, right? It costs a fortune to even be able to go. But to say that we're going to give these tax breaks to these billionaire organizations coming in to save these and to rebuild, right?
Mm-hmm.
These stadiums is really hard for me to swallow down and then go and defend it in my district. The ways that I vote, I can always come back and defend the way in which I did that and why. Because a lot of times there's so much more that goes into that that nobody has a clue about. All they see is the headline. Right. But when you're able to sit down with your elected official and go through what that actually was, then they get it. So I can defend the ways that I vote. I could not defend a yes vote for this, especially when Missouri is struggling. There are so many things that Missouri needs, and to go this route to me is not okay. So it did. 40 of us in the House voted against it. It went over to the Senate and it didn't make it. So what will happen is that if the governor decides that this is a big priority for him, which it is, he's going to call it back. And you know, we'll see what happens. I'm still going to be a no, but you know, we'll see.
You see, now you've been in the House now underneath Governor Parsons and now Kehoe.
Mm-hmm.
Biggest difference?
Huge difference. First of all, I never saw Governor Parsons in the House, walking the halls, talking to us. It was extremely difficult to get a meeting with him to talk about any of the legislation that you were interested in or fighting for or against. Kehoe's not that way. Now, I was not the biggest Kehoe supporter when he jumped onto the scene. But I will tell you, there are some major differences between him and the previous administration. One of those being, he's been in my office this year 3 times, having conversations, talking about all different kinds of things, and listening. And he remembers you. That's the other thing. So when people talk to you and they're not really listening, they don't remember you.
Mm-hmm.
But he remembers me. He calls me by name. We have good conversation. And again, I don't agree with everything that he does. And I don't vote for all of his priorities. Usually none of them, actually. But I have to give him credit where credit's due.
Sure. Right?
So there's good and bad in everybody. And he does care, I believe. But I voted against that utility bill.
That was horrible.
Terrible bill. I voted against that. I voted against this water exportation bill that was pushed through.
That's
the session.
A horrible thing, too.
Absolutely horrific.
I see why it's a C, then.
Mm. Yeah, it's a C. Yeah, absolutely. And there were some really good things that just got kind of thrown by the wayside and killed in the last minute. And so that stuff.
Well, you're going to be diving into it all Thursday,
so
9
much.
To noon. With Rob's out, so you're in with Dan. I can't wait to listen to it. Dan, here's your scripture for everybody. It's Romans 8:18. The pain that you've been feeling can't compare to the joy that is coming.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Dan, your joke.
Well, did you guys know this is Diarrhea Awareness Week?
No.
Runs until Friday.
Wow.
Are you glad you're back? You know what? I am, because I really did miss his terrible jokes.
Have a great Tuesday, Holly. We love you. Thank you.
See ya.
Rob's next. Have a good Tuesday.
Retirement Advisor Group. Are you worried about market volatility? Are you concerned your money won't last you through retirement?
Hi, I'm Tammy Kershaw, and as a family-owned business, we are committed to protecting your retirement, whether you're nearing retirement or already retired. We have a lot of folks that aren't aware of all the new investment choices that are available, which give you growth and protection from losses at the same time. Are you aware of all the fees that you are currently paying? We can show you how to avoid those fees. So come in now for your free retirement review and get a second opinion on your retirement plan. And just for coming in, you'll get a copy of our latest edition book, Your Key to a Worry-Free Retirement. Let us show you how to retire with confidence.
We are proud to say we haven't lost a penny of our clients' money in 39 years, and we won't lose a penny of yours either. Let our family help your family. Call us now at 314-993-9494 or go online to retirementkey.com. That's retirementkey.com.
Looking for top-notch roofing, siding, or windows? Choose Freedom Restoration and Roofing, your veteran-owned, highly rated local experts. Whether it's a small repair or a big renovation, our team has you covered from start to finish. We take pride in delivering quality craftsmanship and unmatched customer service on every project. Call Freedom Restoration and Roofing today, where your home is our mission. Freedom Restoration and Roofing, your trusted partner for any home project.
If you own a home and want to save every penny you can on energy, call iFoam. Our premium spray foam insulation fills gaps and cracks in walls, ceilings, and floors. It expands to create an airtight barrier, keeping out unwanted air and moisture. Blow-in fiberglass or cellulose insulation is budget-friendly and can be installed over the top of existing attic insulation